Hello, folks, and welcome to this Friday night edition of some Colt 45's Baseball Live on KCNR Shasta Redding from Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, bringing you tonight's edition. It's a hot one out here. We're a little bit above 110, but people are pouring into the ballpark still on a beautiful Friday night for baseball. The flags out in center field beyond the batter's eye wall, just to the right of that 406 sign in straightaway center field. They're standing still. Hopefully, as the night goes on, the sun begins its descent and the lights begin to take full effect. It will cool off here for the sake of all these Colt 45's players, not to mention who they'll be facing off against tonight, which is the Chico Nuts, who are donning some short-sleeve black jerseys. We'll see how they fare out there in this heat wave. The Colt 45's donning their yellow short-sleeve jerseys, that bright Colt 45 yellow. Can't miss them out there on the field as the starting lineup turn out for the Colt 45's and the Chico Nuts, respectively. For the Colt 45's, they'll be sending Ty Cook out to the hill. 6'3 out of Butte College, bats and throws right. 6'3, 220, a big guy facing off against his hometown ball club, the Chico Nuts, as he is from Chico, California. And before we get the starting lineups, we're going to get tonight's rendition of the national anthem that will be brought to us by Mandy.
You see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed as the twilight that moves the stars and bright stars through the fair wood. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly strewn, and the rocket's red glare, the monsters in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Was Mandy with tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem. As we get ready to get things started here, the umpires will have their routine meeting by home plate before the respective managers come out. That's Bob Anderson for the Colt 45s and head coach Brian Thomas for the Chico Nuts. For the Chico Nuts, they'll be sending Kinzer Day, their center fielder, up to the plate first. He'll lead things off. He'll be followed by Cal Stevens playing shortstop, and then Zach Story, the designated hitter tonight in that three spot, followed by Malachi Boschart playing the hot corner third base. He'll be batting cleanup. It will then be Landon Sable, the backstop tonight for the Chico Nuts starting pitcher. He'll be crouched down in a dish, and it'll be Jacob Ortega patrolling left field, followed by Nick Anderson at second base, and then Austin Salado at first base, followed by Isaiah Fortune out there in right. So again, for the Chico Nuts, it's going to be Day in center, Stevens at short, Story the DH, followed by Boschart batting cleanup and at third base, Sable the catcher, Ortega in left, Anderson the second baseman, Salado at first, and Fortune in right. For your Colt 45s, a very similar lineup to what we've seen these past couple weeks of Colt 45s baseball. It's going to be Dusty Vela leading things off and playing second base. He'll be followed up by the speedy center fielder Colby Rafael. Also back again in center field tonight after a nice night out there in center last night. Then it'll be McGuire Smith at first, followed by Griffith Finn in right field and hitting in that cleanup spot, followed by Noah Betanco, who after the night off last night will return to the lineup. Not on defense tonight, he'll just be hitting. Followed by Sutter Moss resuming the shortstop duties as he did last night. Followed by Keanu Mizuda in left field, last night's DH. He'll shift on over to patrol that left field area, and then it will be Carlos Camarena behind the plate catching Mr. Ty Cook. And then rounding things out on that bottom half of the lineup will be the nine hitter, Joel Calderon, back at third base, who last night had a fantastic play that did not quite result in an out as Kyle Norton was pushed a little bit off the bag. But what happened was, it's a ground ball down the left field line. Calderon, playing about two or three steps off the line, dove for it on the backhand, gloved it, and then from his knees through to first, Kyle Norton, the first baseman, had to take a step back, keeping his right foot on the bag as he gloved it and making the catch in foul territory on the throw from Calderon toward the first base coach's box. But the field umpire over there at first base said his foot came off, so the runner was called safe. And what probably would have been in Sports Center's top 10 had it been an out, and we would have had cameras here. But nonetheless, Calderon will be back out there at third base looking to flash the leather even more tonight. For the Colt 45s, it's going to be Ty Cook, the tall right-hander, 6'3", 220 out of Butte College. Straight out of Chico, California. On the year, he's got a 2.32 ERA. He's 3-1. He's appeared in 6 games and started 3. He has a total of 19 and a third innings under his belt. He struck out 30, walked 6, and allowed 14 hits. His last start came against the Novato Knicks on July 4th on what was a beautiful Independence Day baseball game by these Colt 45s. They ended up winning that game by a score of 6-1. Ty Cook went 5, allowing no runs, only allowing 2 hits. He walked 3 and struck out 8. The opponent's average against him, they're batting .187. So he'll look to continue things tonight and follow up that nice outing where he went 5, qualifying for the win. His first 3 appearances on the year, he went an inning or an inning plus. Those all 3 outings were in relief work, but in his starts this year, he's 2-1. The most innings he's pitched is 5 2/3. That was against the Fresno Athletics in a losing cause where he gave up 4 runs. But as I said, in his last start, he went 5, got the win, only allowing 2 hits, and he'll look to follow up that outing tonight. Now, the managers are wrapping up their meeting on the mound, and someone I want to spotlight again tonight is Noah Betanco, who on the year is batting .444 in 27 ABs. He's got 12 hits, and 3 of those 12 hits have been doubles. He's also walked 7 times. But Griffith Finn, who is since the start of the season, cooled off a little bit. For Griffith Finn, batting .347 on the year and 95 at-bats. But he does have 33 hits, 9 doubles, 22 RBIs, but 18 walks. Sutter Moss is leading in that walks category. He's got 26 walks on the year. And another category that a Colt 45 is leading in by a wide margin is Colby Rafael, leading that steals category. Rafael, on the year, he's got 19 stolen bases.
So pretty much every time he reached, he just either advanced to second on a wild pitch or a pass ball, or just stole the bag. You love to see from your center fielder. Rafael last night did only go 1-for-4, but advanced to second, ended up scoring on a wild pitch. Dusty Vela last night went 2-for-4. And both times he came around to score. For Vela, he advanced twice on the base paths on a pass ball. That was in the fifth before eventually coming around to score. And in the first, he advanced to third on a wild pitch, which him and Rafael both were able to score on a McGuire Smith 2-RBI single. So the speed on the bases definitely is a big help for these Colt 45s as they gather and have their huddle out at their third base side dugout. Bob Anderson is walking back from home plate, and the Colt 45s are ready to take the field here as they begin their warm-ups. And Ty Cook, the right-hander, saunters on out to the mound. Now jogs out to the mound as Camarena makes his way behind home plate to receive the warm-up tosses. Ty Cook, an arsenal of a fastball, breaking ball, changeup, and slider. And he's been effective with that breaking ball, using it to generate swing and misses before going back to the fastball. And that's how he's been able to get most of his punch outs. And he'll look to do that tonight. Punch outs, he's got 30 on the year. He'll look to add to that total. His delivery will be from the first base side of the rubber out of the windup. He's just about done concluding his long tosses. But it's that fastball for him that has a lot of movement, a lot of downward movement. It drops in the zone, the horizontal sink on it that also runs away from right-handed batters and gets him to chase the ball out of the zone. Starts out on the inner half of the plate and then ends up on the other side of the plate. So that's another way he generates those swing and misses. Again, right-hander Ty Cook is now the Chico Nuts leadoff man. Kinzer Day, the center fielder, will step up to the plate. Right-handed hitter. He'll step into the box. Socks up high. The Chico Nuts in some black uniforms, looking to stay a little bit cooler tonight. Again, it's about 110 here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Third baseman Calderon playing even with the bag, a couple steps off the grass. The first pitch from Cook is fouled back to the screen. That first pitch comes in at 7:18. Game time temperature of 110. There's pretty much no wind at all, maybe a slight breeze here and there. Quickly, an 0-1 count on Day, the center fielder. A wide stance, Camarena sets up low and in. And a fastball on the inner half at the knees called strike two. Day to begin this ball game already in an 0-2 hole. Cook kicks and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fastball's fouled back to the screen, just got a piece of it. Just a little bit early on it. Was Kenzer Day, the Chico Nuts center fielder. He'll step out of the box, take a practice swing, now steps back in, wide stance, up near the plate in the box, watches a curveball, just miss inside. It's that breaking pitch from Cook. Now Cook peering over his glove with his hands extended in front of him, first base out of the rubber, winds and delivers the 1-2 pitch. Fastball has popped up on the infield. Giving chase is Smith, but Camarena will call him off, and he'll miss it. Loses it in the sun, it looks like. He was under it, and then it drifted back toward the first base side dugout. Was not able to get a handle on it. It was McGuire Smith coming in down the first baseline. And then Camarena called him off, but now still alive in this. Let's turn into a five-pitch at-bat to the leadoff man, Kinzer Day. He'll now regather His gear set back into the box. He was all the way down at first base. Cook shakes off Camarena twice now. Wines deals the 1-2 pitch. Fastball's fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. So three straight foul balls here. Cook shook off the signs from Camarena a couple of times. Now Day readies. And Cook delivers the 1-2 pitch. Fastball's hit in the air towards right field. Hooking foul out of play. And the battle continues. And Cook now upping his pitch count on the evening, and he hasn't even gotten an out yet. So Cook looking to work quickly here in this first inning. Now the 1-2 delivery. Fastball is fouled back to the screen again. A long at-bat here. If I counted on my fingers correctly, it's now will be the ninth pitch of the at-bat. Making sure my digits are correct. Cook peers into Camarena. Camarena sets up low and away. Cook delivers a 1-2 pitch. Misses up and in. Check swing by Day. He didn't go. Count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A 10 pitch at-bat to begin this ballgame. Possibly more. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball. On the outside corner at the knees. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. Day, after an 11-pitch at-bat, goes down looking to begin the ball game. So Day is out on strikes. That's the way our ball game begins. It's now going to be Cal Stevens, the shortstop, right-hand hitter. Day looked there like he was looking for a breaking pitch and got a fastball in the outer half right at the knees and started his walk to the dugout before Camarena even squeezed the pitch. Cook now working with an 0-1 count after delivering a fastball and at the knees on the inner half. He readies, winds, and delivers to Stevens. Check swing ball in the dirt. Appeal to first. Didn't go. 1-1 With one gone here in the top of the first inning, Tagfield in Redding, California. It's the Chico Nuts facing off against your Redding Colt 45s. Outfield playing straight up. Cook winds and deals the 1-1. Fastball and at the knees. Called strike 2. That fastball from Cook has been consistent. He's thrown it for about 70% of his pitches on the evening. Sitting at about 15 pitches now as he winds and delivers the 1-2 pitch. This one's yanked foul. Out of play. And the count remains 1-2. The Chico Nuts able to get a hold of that fastball. But can't quite get their timing right on it. They've either been late or early. Camarena sets up in, and a fastball swing and a miss from Stevens will be out number 2, back-to-back Ks for Ty Cook to begin this ballgame. So his pitch count is up, but so is his strikeout count. He's got 2 already. And now be the third batter of the inning, Zach Story, the designated hitter, a right-hand hitter, be a right-on-right matchup. Zach Story will also be starting tonight's game for the Chico Nuts. A wide stance deep in the box. Cook delivers a fastball bounce blocked by Camarena. 1-0. As Story readies, waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Now Cook kicks and delivers a 1-0. Fastball, inner half at the knees. 1-1. Great pitch there from Cook, going back to the fastball. A 1-1 count with 2 gone. First base out of the rubber. Cook delivers. This one's popped up into right field. Vela going out giving chase, but Finn will call him off. Camp under it and squeeze it for out number 3. So a fly out to the right fielder. Finn ends things for the Chico Nuts. They go 1-2-3 to begin the ballgame. Ready to the bottom half of the first. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Generations at 1740 California Street in Redding, across from Jack's Grill. It is a must-see 2,000 square foot store with records, musical instruments, local art as well. New and gently used and name brand clothing at inflation busting prices. Cascade Curations also offers drums, guitar, and rockin' fun piano lessons. They have free parking for customers and they're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Call them to ask about music lessons or go ahead and stop by the shop to see this place for yourself.
destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip. Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tigerfield in Redding, California. It is the home half of the first. It's going to be Dusty Vela leading things off for the Colt 45s. And it's Dusty Vela, the man from Chico himself, digging in from that left side batter's box as Zach Story, the tall right-hander, delivers a fastball and its knees on the outer half, a called strike one. So both Ty Cook and Dusty Vela facing off against a hometown ball club. Story winds and deals. This one's popped up. Playable for the center fielder giving chase. And the left fielder will call him off and drops it. He drops the baseball into second safely as Vela, as he was just running the bases routinely on the play. The left fielder loses it in the sun, and Vela has hit him, has himself a leadoff E7. So a lucky hit there from Vela. Left fielder camped underneath it, and then it went off the tip of his glove, dribbled in front of him, and cruising into second easily was the Colt 45 second baseman Vela. Now it's going to be the right-hand hitting Colby Rafael to the plate, playing center field tonight. Right-hand hitter even stance. Catcher sets up inside. The pitch from Story out of the stretch is fouled back to the screen. Is that one? Ricochets over the screen, actually, and one of the kids gets a free souvenir. Yet another reminder, bring your family out to the ballpark, have a little fun, and maybe even get a free souvenir. The 0-1 delivery from the right-hander, Story, whirl and bluff, throws back to second, diving back to the bag is Vela. And plenty of time to throw it to the right field side of second base. Zach Story, out of the stretch, first base side, glove at the belt. Checks Vela back at second. The 0-1 delivery to Rafael is popped up back of home and back toward the scorekeeper's table, where it sneaks in between the awning over their heads and the fence. Talk about threading the needle. Now an 0-2 count on Rafael. Story checks Vela back at second. Delivers out of the stretch. The 0-2 pitch is grounded up the middle. Chopper, shortstop charging, gloves, throws to first off balance. Not in time. He's actually going to hold on to it. Looked like the ball went over, but it did not. So runners at the corners now as Rafael reaches on an infield single. That is a chopper. That was a chopper toward the shortstop, and that's exactly the place you don't want a chopper to go if you're the pitcher or Chico Nuts, as it's kind of in no man's land, and with a speedy center fielder like Rafael, it's a very tough play. Being held on at first base is Rafael. Salado holding him on. Rafael not running. Draws a pitch out. It's going to be ball one on McGuire Smith, the first baseman. The catcher, Landon Sable, was jumping out of his crouch as Rafael attempted a little secondary lead that looked like he was going to run on the play, and a strike from Story on the outer half at the knees called a strike one. One ball, one strike now. And we've seen this before with Vela at third and Rafael at first, a double steal that ends up getting the Colt 45s a free run as Rafael will draw a throw down to second. We've seen it a couple times this season. We'll see what they do here with the 1-1 count. A pickoff attempt to first, diving back to the bag is Rafael, and back in time. a 1-1 count with nobody out. The Chico Nuts will likely sacrifice a run here in order to get the double play should a ground ball go to the second baseman or shortstop. Corners playing in, the first baseman holding on Rafael. Rafael not running, ball in the dirt, picked by the catcher Sable. 2-1 on the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith. It's the bottom of the first. We're scoreless. Nobody's out for these Colt 45s as they're threatening here. And the home half of the first. Rafael, a big lead at first. He's about 3 or 4 steps off the bag. Still being held on by the first baseman as McGuire Smith waves at a breaking ball for 2. Couldn't come up with anything. The first baseman, Salado, doing his best job to keep Rafael close, putting the tag on him whenever Zach Story, the righty, has tossed on over there. Story, pickoff tip to first, not in time. Diving back as Rafael again. Zach Story, from the first base out of the rubber, tucks his head up by his glove before coming set. Rafael, a huge lead at first, dancing off the bag and stepping off the mound is Zach Story, and it'll actually be a balk. And Rafael and advances to second. So the pitcher Zach Story actually started his motion toward home plate before stepping off, which was due to Rafael dancing off the bag at first, taking a big secondary lead. Now Story delivers the 2-2 pitch, misses outside, ball 3. And Rafael was able to get the free 90 feet. So full count, nobody out on McGuire Smith, the left-hand hitter. Finn is in the on-deck circle. There's runners at second and third. That's Vela at third and Rafael at second. The payoff pitch is in the dirt. Back goes all the way to the screen. And coming in to score is Vela. And trotting to third is Rafael. McGuire Smith works himself a walk. So it's now a 1-0 ball game. On that pass ball. So a odd series of events yet again. Similar to last night. As things have become a little bit unraveled for the Chico Nuts, are looking to settle in here with the double play back in order. They'll have the shortstop and second baseman. That's Stevens and Anderson pinching up the middle, looking to turn 2 with nobody out. Smith deking a run, running to second rather, but no throw comes from the catcher, so he'll scamper on back to first base. Rafael's at third after he reached second on the balk. Now this one is popped up third base side and over the crowd's head. And it will even up at 1-1. Fenn last night was 1-for-3 and reached on a fielder's choice. He did have an RBI double, which would do some damage here. The 1-1 delivery from Story misses low. Good take there from Fenn, laying off the breaking ball. 2-1 on the Colt 45's right fielder. Catcher sets up blowing in. Story delivers the 2-1. Fastball just misses for ball 3. 3-1. Runners at the corners. The Chico Nuts looking for a ground ball here or a strikeout. Story winds and deals the 3-1. This one's poked at and it will go foul. Third base side over the dugout. Now it'll move to 3-2 on the power-hitting Griffith Fenn. Left-hand hitter. Now Story, first base out of the rubber, delivers the payoff pitch. Running is Smith. No throw down to second, and Fenn is called out on strikes. He thought he had himself a walk and tossed his bat. So Fenn is down looking as he was taking that pitch with McGuire Smith running down to second base. So Smith will have the stolen base. Now there's 2 runners in scoring position, runners to second and third, for Noah Betanco. And Betanco on the year, although not playing in many games, does have 7 RBIs and 27 at-bats. He'll see what he can do here, facing off against the righty, Zach Story. As Story delivers a fastball. At the knees, called strike. My apologies. Off the plate outside, called a ball. 1-0 count on the right-hand hitting by Tonko with that signature check swing motion towards the pitcher before readying in that box. Now Story winds and deals. This one's hit on the line. Through the 5-6 hole. Rafael will trot in to score. And rounding the bag at third is Smith. The relay by the cutoff man to the catcher is in time. Smith sliding in is tagged out. But coming in to score is Rafael. Smith watching the left fielder who bobbled it as he started around third. He's going to take a hard turn at third. And the third base coach waving him on. McGuire Smith trying to kick it into high gear. Couldn't quite get there. And the throw coming from the third baseman who is about halfway up the third base line. Just tossed it to the catcher who put the tag on Smith sliding in. So an RBI single for Betanco, but on the outfield assist, Smith is out at the plate. And now Betanco dancing off the bag at first. There's two gone now for Sutter Moss. Tonight's shortstop. Betanco being held on at first. Not running. And now called strike two. Both fastballs on the outer half at the knees. And both times Moss thought they were going to be called balls. Now the 0-2 delivery out of the stretch from Story. Fastball waved at foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. And Moss is down on strike. So two strikeouts in the inning for Zach Story and the Colt 45s. Put two on the board. A crooked number for them. But they leave one. It's 2-0 after one. We're headed to the top of the second. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations at 1740 California Street in Redding, across from Jack's Grill. It is a must-see 2,000 square foot store with records, musical instruments, local art as well. New and gently used name brand clothing at inflation busting prices. Cascade Curations also offers drums, guitar, and rock and fun piano lessons. They have free parking for customers and they're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Call them to ask about music lessons or go ahead and stop by the shop to see this place for yourself.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's dropped down to 108 here as shadows have started to cover just about the whole infield. Going to be the tall right-handed hitter, Malachi Bosshard, who helped lay in that outfield assist to the catcher of Carter Smith at the plate. Right-hand hitter, as he takes a ball low. Now Cook lines and delivers a 1-0 pitch. Fastball hit on the line. Shot over a jumping Sutter Moss at short and into left field for a base hit. Mizuta tosses it back in. A hard hit single from the Chico Nuts third baseman, Malachi Bosshard. Just over the leaping glove of Sutter Moss. But he could not quite get to it. Will now be the catcher for Landon Sable. To the plate, right-handed hitter. Another right-on-right match with Colt 45s. Playing a double play depth here, looking to turn two. As Cook delivers a fastball upstairs for ball one. Cook having to pitch out of the stretch with the runner on. Moss Smith, rather, holding on the run at first. The pickoff attempt diving back is Bostrat, and he's back just in time. Still a 1-0 count on Landon Sable, the right-hand hitting catcher, as Cook delivers another fastball up and a little bit in for ball two. Smith holding on. Bostrat at first. Cook pitching out of the stretch, still from the first base side of the rubber. Now delivers a fastball up and away. That's ball three. Quickly a 3-0 count on Sable. Now chokes up a bit on the bat. A pickoff attempt to first, diving back to the bag, and not quite in time. Looked like he was nabbed there, but the field umpire at first says, nope, he's safe. 3-0 delivery to the right-hand hitting Sable. He takes a called strike one on the outer half. He started walking to first base thinking he had a free pass, but he'll come back to the batter's box. Cook looking to come back in the count as it's now moved to 3-1. Cook checks Bostrat back at first. Glove to the belt. Delivers the 3-1 pitch out of the stretch. This one's fouled back to the screen. And now the count is full as Cook has worked at full. Coming all the way back from a 3-0 deficit in the count. Now pitching with two runs of insurance and then it's top of the second. Nobody out here. Colt 45 is looking to turn two with Bostrat dancing off the bag at first. Cook delivers a foul pitch. Misses just a bit upstairs with the off-speed. And they'll put runners at first and second for Cook. That is his seventh walk issued on the year. Again, he's got 30 punch-outs and now only seven walks. 32 punch-outs, rather, after the two in the first inning. There's runners at first and second. The infield shifts the left-hand hitting Jacob Ortega to push as he shows bunt. Calderon in on the grass, but he pulls it back, taking that pitch for a ball. A 1-0 count on the left-hand hitting Jacob Ortega, the left fielder, with the socks up high near his knees. Colt 45 still looking to turn double play. A bunt is popped up toward the third base crowd, and a fan makes an excellent catch. It was right back to him, and that evens the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike, nobody out. In this 2-0 ball game, Ty Cook now dealing with the tying run over there at first base after he got two runs of insurance in the bottom of the first. The 1-1 delivery to the left-hand hitting Ortega. Fastball swing and miss, blows it by him for strike two. Tied him up inside. Couldn't catch up to it. Now Cook peering in at Camarena with the ball dangling by his back leg and a glove tucked underneath by his shoulder. Now comes set, glove at the belt. The 1-2 delivery out of the stretch. The fastball swing and a miss. He adds another strikeout to his outing. And now the Colt 45s have one out in an inning as Nick Anderson, the second baseman, will step up to the plate. Another left-hand hitter. The infield looking to turn two and get out of the jam as the left-hand hitting Anderson, wearing the socks up to his knees, steps into the box, a wide open stance deep in the box. Cook delivers a fastball inside, backing out of the way is Anderson for ball one. 1-0. He waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Cook comes set, the 1-0 delivery. It's a fastball in at the knees on the outer half. Called strike one. Anderson very deep in that left-hand batter's box with a wide-open stance, almost standing up, via almost reminiscent of a Ichiro Suzuki or John Jaso stance. The 1-1 delivery from Cook is fouled back to the screen. 1-2. Ichiro Suzuki, of course, not only a baseball legend, but Seattle Mariners legend. He had that very compact left-hand hitting swing where as he swung was already taking about a stride and a half toward first base. Now, 1-2 count with one out. Cook readies, checks the runner at second. That's Boss Chart now. Delivers a fastball. Misses just a bit upstairs and inside. Evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boss Chart is at second, and Landon Sable is over there at first. After a single and a walk began the inning, then Cook struck out Ortega. Now delivers a fastball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three, Cole. That'll be a backward K in the scorebook. Mr. Anderson looking to buy anything. He says, no, thanks. I'm just looking. And he's down on strikes. 4 out, number 2. Now it'll be the first baseman, Austin Salado. Another Chico nut wearing the black socks up to his knees, matching the black short sleeve jerseys that they wear with the blue helmets and rocking the blue batting gloves. He's got a slightly open stance up in the box a bit. So he takes a ball high to make the count 1-0. A 1-0 count with 2 outs and runners on first and second. That's Boss Chart at second and Sable at first. Batter calls timeout. Salado steps out and regathers himself, takes a couple practice swings. Now steps back into the box. Slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter. The 1-0 delivery from Ty Cook. It's a, what looked like a splitter or something. This is just a bit low, below the knee. Picked by Camarena. 2-0 count now. Cook, glove of the belt. Now out of the stretch, delivers a 2-0. It's a fastball grounded right towards the shortstop. Charging Moss throws on the run off balance to first in time. And Ty Cook strikes out 2 and then gets out of the jam via the ground out. It is 2-0. The Colt 45s on top. The Chico Nuts score none. They strand 2. We're headed to the home half of the second. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curation. They offer drums, guitar, and rock and fun piano lessons. They're across from Jack's Grill at 1740 California Street in Reading.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip. Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Go for it.
And then we'll go back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's the home half of the second. Ty Cook got out of the jam in the top half when the Chico Nuts stranded runners at first and second. It's now going to be the left fielder, Keanu Mizuda, leading things off here in the bottom of the second. Wide open stance from that left side as Zach Story lines and delivers a fastball on the inner half. A called strike, 1 in at the knees. Now kicks and deals the 0-1, misses outside to even the count up at 1 ball and 1 strike. Mizuda last night was the designated hitter. He went 0-for-4 but was hit by a pitch. The 1-1 delivery from Story is a fastball and at the knees calls a strike 2. For Mizuda, he's actually leading the Colt 45s in the hit-by-pitches category, which is as I've said in previous broadcasts, not something you really want to be leading the team in, but it gets you on base. Story delivers. This one's popped up. Third base side. Third base and giving chase. But Bosschard is not quite able to get to it as it is hooked out of play. Count remains one ball and two strikes to the left-hand hitting Mizuda. Now Story comes set, the 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses high. Two balls and two strikes. Mizuda working the count here. He's fought off a couple pitches. Catcher sets up low and in. The 2-2 delivery from Story misses low to fill the count. Mizuda doing a great job of working the count. Last night, he worked the count full in two of his four at-bats. He's doing the same thing here. Now, Story getting a sign. Comes set. Kicks and deals the payoff pitch. Fastball in the dirt. Mizuda taking all the way. And he will also take first base as he works the walk. A free pass issued to the leadoff hitter for this bottom of the second will now be Carlos Camarena, the right-hand hitting catcher, coming up to the plate. Going old school, no batting gloves. He rubs his hands in the dirt and steps into the box. Taking his lead from first is Mizuda, being held on. And Story delivers a strike on the inside corner. No balls and one strike on the right-hand hitting Camarena. Story pitching out of the stretch again from the first base side of the rubber. Mizuda being held on. As this pitch is grounded right toward third base, but just foul. Camarena pulled it just a little bit, which might have been of benefit to him as the third baseman had a quick read on it. Likely would have made a backhanded play and turned it around the horn double play. Camarena with that wide open stance. Story comes set. And there was a fastball inside. Turning away from it was Camarena. That'll make the count one ball and two strikes. Mizuda is still being held on by the first baseman, Salado. Now Story comes set. The 1-2 delivery out of the stretch is grounded up the third baseline right toward the Colt 45 dugout. And the count remains one ball and two strikes. Camarena will step out, take a quick breather, now steps back in. Wide open stance, deep in the box. Story readies. He gets his sign. Comes set. Mizuda still at first base. Couple steps off the bag. The delivery from Story is fouled back over the screen and into the parking lot. Count remains one ball and two strikes. Camarena battling here. Trying his best to not ground out and keep the line moving. The 1-2 delivery from the righty Story is a fastball that's hit right past the first base and into right field for a base hit. A wide turn at second. Mizuda's on his way to third. The throw in from the right fielder will be cut off. Not in time. And into third easily is Mizuda. And safe at first is Camarena. He took a wide turn at first, but scampered on back. So a walk and a hit put runners at the corners as Brandon Bowler will make his way out to first to be the courtesy runner for the catcher, Carlos Camarena, who will throw back on the tools of ignorance, as Yogi Berra referred to his catcher's gear as Joel called Aaron, will get his first try at Zach Story, who delivers a fastball just a bit inside, in on the hands of Calderon for ball one. Runners at the corners, nobody out. It's 2-0. And this bottom of the second. Story out of the stretch, delivers a fastball. Calderon lays down a bunt. Pitcher fields, tosses the first in time. Coming home to score is Mizuda. And on to second base is Bowler. So a great play there from Calderon, laying down the sack bunt. And that will bring up the top of the order, Dusty Vela. Coming in to score is Mizuda. It's 3-0 now. The Colt 45's on top of the Chico Nuts. as Vela, who reached on an E7 his first time up, it was a line shot right toward the left fielder, and he dropped the baseball. Left-hand hitter steps into the box and watches a ball bounce just in front of the plate, blocked by the catcher. Great job by Sable to keep it in front of him as it kicked away behind Vela, but quickly recovered. One ball, no strikes, one out. Story still pitching out of the stretch with the runner on. Delivers the 1-0. Turning away from it as Vela almost hit him. That's ball two. A 2-0 count on Vela. Waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Sable sets up low and in. The pitch from Story misses low and away. Four ball three. And Vela, speedy second baseman. Rafael's on deck also. Very fast. He's got 19 steals on the year. The 3-0 delivery from Story misses high and in. Turning away from it is, again, is Vela, and he'll work a four-pitch walk. That is the third walk issued by Story tonight. And now Colby Rafael will step up to the plate. The Chico Nuts keep the infield at double play depth for Colby Rafael. Right-hand hitter. A slightly open stance as Story still pitching out of the stretch. The first baseman playing in front of the runner, Vela, at first, not holding him on. And Rafael takes a first pitch ball way outside. As he now steps back up to the plate. Sable sets up in. The 1-0 delivery from Story is swung on and fouled back to the screen. Count evens up at one ball and one strike. On the Colt 45 center fielder. He'll regather himself. Now steps back up to the plate. Taps it a couple times with his bat and readies as Story comes set. The 1-1 delivery with one out. And the Nuts playing a double play depth as a fastball misses just a bit outside. To move the count to two balls and one strike. Rafael readies. Now Story comes set. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball hit in the air towards center field. Playable, drifting back. He'll get under it and toss it back in quickly to the relay man. And that will hold the runners at first and second. So Rafael flies out to the center fielder. Day, four out, number two. And now McGuire Smith will come up to the plate. He reached on a walk and then stole second before he was thrown out at home by the left fielder, Jacob Ortega. Left-hand hitter waves the bat back and forth a couple times. An even stance. Now Story comes set and delivers out of the stretch. Fastball, outer half at the knees. Called strike one. No one count on the left-hand hitting Smith. Story delivers. Swing and a miss from Smith. With two gone here. Colt 45 is looking to tack on more than just one run of insurance after Mizzuto was bunted home by Calderon. Now the 0-2 delivery from Story. Fastball is fouled out of play over the third base dugout. Count remains no balls and two strikes. With two outs, Smith looking to keep the line moving for the Colt 45s, working with two outs. Runners take their leads from first to second. The 0-2 pitch from Story. Fastball swung on and missed. Smith goes down on strikes. That's the third strikeout of the evening for Zach Story. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. It's 3-0. The Colt 45s on top. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations at 1740. California Street, across from Jack's Grill, a must-see 2,000 square foot store with records, musical instruments, and local art, along with new and gently used name brand clothing at inflation busting prices.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip. Hey Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Served Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Go for it. Go for it. Hey, are you back?
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tigerfield in Redding, California. Ty Cook on his third inning of work. He'll deliver a swing and a miss to Isaiah Fortune at strike one. He now winds and delivers. What a called timeout by the batter, I believe. So, yeah, actually will not deliver. He'll just wind up and then step off the mound. Now he climbs back up the hill and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Fastball. Foul back to the screen for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Nobody out here in this top of the third inning. It's a 3-0 ball game. The Colt 45 is on top. Cook delivers a breaking ball. Swung on in the air towards right center field. Should be playable. Rafael giving chase will get under it in time, crossing paths with Griffith Fenn, and calls him off. That's a fly out to the center fielder, Rafael, making an on-the-run catch for out number one. And that will flip the lineup card over. It will be the second time through now for Ty Cook, as the leadoff man, Kinzer Day, will step up to the plate. He struck out looking to begin the ballgame. So he's 0-1 on the evening. Wide stance, a little open, as Cook delivers a fastball low and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Cook peering over his glove now steps off. Looks like he's going to dry off his hand a bit, as it's about 107 here at Tiger Field. A very hot one. It's cooling off a little bit faster than last night. Around a bunt is Day. He pulls it back in time. Takes ball two, as that pitch missed inside. Anfield playing at normal depth with Calder and playing even with the bag at third, just a couple steps behind the infield grass, as Day swings at one, fouls it off the plate to make the count 2-1. He'll step out of the box and readjust his grip on the bat. Now steps back up as Cook Wines and deals the 2-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner at the knees. That's strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Count all even. Cook delivers. Fastball. Swing. Check swing didn't go. Indifference. The umpire rings him up on strikes. A fastball in at the knees on the inner half. And Kinzer Day takes called strike three. He's gone a looking yet again. That is the fifth strikeout for Ty Cook. Now we'll welcome up the shortstop, Cal Stevens. Right-hand hitter. He struck out swinging his first time up. Cook will step off the mound and take a little bit of a breather. There's two outs here in this 3-0 ball game. Now Cook back up on the hill. Lines and delivers. Fastball. Swing and a miss from Stevens. He was swinging for the fences there. Didn't even get a piece of it. He was way late on it. Now Cook readies again, peering over his glove with his hands extended in front of him. Delivers the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss again. Strike two. And now stepping out of the box is Cal Stevens. Now Cook gets his sign. Wines and deals the 0-2 delivery. Fastball misses just a bit inside, dodging out of the way was Stevens. Not wanting to catch that ball right in the hip. Now the 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses low and in. Ball two. Cook, since issuing the single and walk to start the top of the second, has retired five straight, looking to make it six here. Now the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. He gets his sixth strikeout on the night, and that will retire the side. The Chico Nuts go 1-2-3. We're headed to the home half of the third. It's 3-0. The Colt 45's on top. Cascade Curations, 1740 California Street in Redding, across from Jack's Grill, is a must-see 2,000-square-foot store with records, musical instruments, local art as well. New and gently used name-brand clothing at inflation-busting prices.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Ty Cook has pitched first three innings of his ball game for the Colt 45s. He's gotten two strikeouts in each inning. In each inning, it's been one looking and one swinging strikeout. So a backward K and a forward K in each inning, as it reads on my scorecard. And leading things off for the Colt 45s in this home half of the third will be Griffin Finn, who struck out looking his first time up. He'll step up to the plate and look to get things started here for the Colt 45s. Still no wind here at the ballpark. It's 105 on what has been a warm series of games this week. Zach Story delivers a fastball inside to Finn. So 1-0 count on Finn. Story from the first base side of the rubber. Now delivers a fastball outside. Ball two to the left-hand hitting Griffith Finn. Finn taps the plate with his bat. A slightly open stance deep in the box. Catcher sets up inside. The 2-0 pitch swung on grounded toward the shortstop, who waits for the bounces now. Slings it on over to first in time for a 6-3 put out. A great play from Cal Stevens, but very routine. Having to wait back on that in-between hop before tossing it on over to his first baseman, Austin Salato. Now it's going to be Noah Betanco to the plate. We'll wave the bat around a bit before coming to the plate. He's DHing tonight. Betanco in his first at-bat, singled. Wide open stance, slightly open, deep in the box, right-hand hitter. Story delivers a fastball up and in for ball one. Betanco again with that signature check swing motion toward the pitcher before he actually readies himself in the box. Now the 1-0 delivery from Story is a fastball in at the knees on the inner half. Called strike one. One ball, one strike with one out. And this 3-0 ball game that the Colt 45s are leading over the Chico Nuts. Betanco readies. Story. The righty delivers and draws a swing and a miss from Betanco. Four strike two. Heater that Betanco could not quite catch up to. Now Betanco finds himself in a 1-2 count. Story comes set. Winds and delivers with the infield shifted. Betanco to pull. Fastball misses low and in. Ball two. The second baseman shifted about 3 or 4 steps away from the bag at second base, back on the rim of the outfield grass. The first baseman and third baseman playing back, and then the shortstop playing at normal depth. The second baseman playing Betanco to pull. Now the 2-2 pitch to Betanco. Swing and a miss. Betanco chases the breaking ball in the dirt, and he'll go down swinging. Four out number two, as Sutter Moss will now come up to the plate, the shortstop tonight. Left-hand hitter, as Story looks to retire the side, 1-2-3. Moss in his first at-bat, struck out swinging, and he check swings on this breaking ball, the appeal to first, and they say he went around. So an 0-1 count on Moss to begin his at-bat, as they say he went around on the check swing on the breaking ball. Now Story delivers the 0-1. This one's grounded off the plate and foul. The first base coach making an excellent play, moving to his left in foul territory and squeezing that one barehanded. Now an 0-2 count on Moss. Wide open stance, deep in the box, left-hand hitter. Story winds and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Ball in the dirt to make the count 1-2. Story, he's got 3 strikeouts on the night. 4, rather, looking out of that total here as he delivers a breaking ball, misses upstairs. 4-2. Count evens up, 2-2. Mizuta is on deck. He walked his first time up. Story kicks and deals the 2-2 swing, and a miss from Moss. Got him on the breaking ball again, and Moss goes down swinging for Zach Story's 5th strikeout of the evening, looking to match Ty Cook. We're headed to the top of the 4th inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations. They also offer drum, guitar, and rock and fun piano lessons. They have free parking for customers, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Call them to ask about music lessons, or go ahead and stop by the shop to see this place for yourself.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Riding, California. And this top with it, the right Ty Cook back out there. He starts tonight's game. He's gone plus of one hit, no run ball. He's got 6 strikeouts. He'll be facing off against Story, Bosschart, and Sable, the heart of the order. Leading things off will be Zach Story, who flew out to Fenn his first time up as Ty Cook winds and deals and will hit the shoulder blades of Zach Story as he was turning away from the pitch, and he'll take first base on the hit by pitch. And now, as the infield shifts, the right-hand hitting Bosschart to pull, Vela playing about 4 or 5 steps to the right field side of second base. A tall third baseman, as Cook will be pitching out of the stretch, now delivers a fastball. That one's going to get down for a hit, going over to cut it off as Fenn. He's not able to. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Story around third. He's going to come in to score the throw in from Fenn to second base. Will hold Bosschart with an RBI double all the way around to score from first is Story. And cruising into second base with a stand-up double is Bosschart. He's hit 2 balls right on the screws tonight, and that one went all the way to the wall. It was past a Griffith Fenn, who was hustling after it, could not quite get to it. And now it's a 3-1 ball game. Something we saw last night against the California Tigers was the Colt 45s going up by a score of 3-0 before surrendering the first run of the ball game. 3-1. We're going to have a little bit of a break in the action here as looks like Malachi Bosschart running into second base might have tweaked something, and both his coaches go out there to double check he's okay, and he'll actually jog back to the dugout. Looks like some sort of an injury. We'll see what they do for him. He looks to be hobbling. It looks like he tweaked his left ankle or something. Maybe his knee, not quite sure. But they're going to substitute him with another runner before we resume things here. Again, it's 3-1 after the RBI double for the hit batter. Zach Story came all the way around to score from first. Now, not quite sure who it is out there, but as soon as I get a name and number for you, I will give you that information. So, runner on second, nobody out. It's the right-hand hitting Landon Sable, the catcher, to the plate. As Bosschart's pinch runner will be dancing off the bag at second in scoring position. Now suddenly the tying run is at the plate as Ty Cook delivers a fastball in at the knees on the inner half for strike one. In a 1 count, now Cook out of the stretch delivers. Fastball, this one's chopper grounded. Caldera diving for it, right in front of the shortstop, gets up and will not throw to first. But he holds the runner at second. He had a great read on the play. He was already moving to his left before Moss was even starting to charge. So Moss ended up covering third base. Caldera diving to his left on the rim of the infield grass, stopping it from going through the 5-6 hole, as now Carlos Camarena will make his way out to the mound with Bob Anderson. They'll draw the whole infield in. They're going to have a little defensive meeting here to figure out what they want to do. The runner on first and second. So the tying run is at first base. So anything hit to the gap will result in a tie ball game for the Chico Nuts. After Sable reaches on the infield single. But again, remaining at second was Bosschart's pinch runner. Now Jacob Ortega, who struck out swinging his first time up, will come to the plate, a left-hand hitter. So with him likely being a full hitter, as he is a left-hand hitter, a ground ball hit to the right side, be a little bit harder to turn a double play on, and the runner from second will be able to advance. The runners take their leads, not being held on by the first baseman Moss. Around the bunt, and missing the bunt is Ortega. That's strike one. He tossed the barrel out there for it, trying to make some sort of weak contact, but ended up making no contact. Playing just on the rim of the infield grass is Sutter Moss at first, about 4 or 5 steps off the line. Around a bunt. This one's popped up. The pitcher, Ty Cook, gloves it and fields it, throws to first. Not in time. Past Vela, covering second, covering first, rather, as from second, the runner will be into third safely as Vela doesn't make the throw. Diving off the bag was Sutter Moss. Just got the glove on it. And then Vela, the second baseman, recovered the ball behind the bag at first. So there's one out now. Still a runner at first, but advancing to third was the pinch runner for Boschart. As on a pop-out, fly-out bunt, rather, is Jacob Ortega. We'll bring up the second baseman, Nick Anderson. So a wild series of events as the bunt was popped up and Ty Cook, sprinting off the mound, was able to glove it. And Cook delivers a swing and a miss. And Devin Robinson is the pinch runner for Boschart. He's at third. As now it's an 0-1 count on Anderson. The Colt 45s have the shortstop Moss and second baseman Vela pinching up the middle, looking to turn a double play and get out of the inning. As Landon Sable has a courtesy runner at first. Dancing off the bag. And now a ball in the dirt to make the count 1-1. To the left-hand hitting, Anderson. Cook out of the stretch. Comes set. The 1-1 delivery with one out. Fastball's poked at. Popped up foul toward the third base side and out of play. 1-2. On the Chico Nuts second baseman, Nick Anderson. Waves the bat back and forth a couple times from that left hand batter's box. Being held on at first is Sable's courtesy runner. The pitch from Cook is skied up toward the third base side and over towards the barbecues behind us to keep the count at 1-2. One of the grill masters out here at Tiger Field likely getting a souvenir. Someone was back toward them. So the sun has started its descent, turning the clouds around us a beautiful shade of pink as this one's grounded toward the third baseman called Aaron, who gloves and throws to first wide toward the first base dugout, ricochets off, and now a free base for each runner as it goes out of play. And it's now a 3-2 ball game. So coming in to score is Robinson. That's the pinch runner for Boschart. And Landon Sable's courtesy runner will get all the way to third after called Aaron, the third baseman, didn't have a play at second base. He had to throw it to first. He came charging in on it, in on the rim of the infield grass, almost in foul territory, made the throw to first, off balance, and it went wide of the bag. Coming off the bag was Smith, unable to retrieve it, went all the way out of play. And safe at first on the E5, and then advancing to second after the ball went out of play is Nick Anderson to welcome up Austin Salado, the first baseman. Right-hand hitter swings and misses at a high fastball for strike one. Still with one out here. Now there's two runners in scoring position. The Colt 45s unable to turn a double play to get out of the jam unless it's some sort of a lineout. The 0-1 delivery from Cook. It's a breaking ball. Inside corner in at the knees. Strike two. This is where Cook needs to work his magic and get his two strikeouts. Now the 0-2 delivery. Fastball misses up and in. 1-2. On Salado, the first baseman. Right-hand hitter, an even stance. Cook delivers the 1-2 pitch. Fastball, check swing, fouled off the plate, and goes back behind the catcher toward the screen. The Chico Nuts have the go-ahead run at second base in scoring position should something get through the infield. Cook, the 1-2 delivery. It's a breaking ball hit in the air towards left. Mizuta giving chase playable. He'll get behind it and relay it back in. The Calderon cuts it off and tagging up on the play, coming in to score and tie the ball game is Landon Sable's courtesy runner, Riley Bester. So a brand new ball game here as the Chico Nuts have tied it up. Staying at second is Nick Anderson after Salado hits a sacrifice fly to left field, and now it'll be the nine hitter, Isaiah Fortune, coming to the plate. And Cook delivers a fastball inside for ball one. It's the right fielder, Isaiah Fortune. Even stance, Comrana sets up low and in. That's exactly where that fastball is, on the inner half at the knees. One ball and one strike, Fortune, looking to extend the inning and give the Chico Nuts the lead with the runner in scoring position at second. Cook, glove at the belt. Now, out of stretch, delivers the 1-1. That one's fouled off the plate and goes back to the screen for strike two. This will be the first inning where Cook will not get two strikeouts, as he has done that in the first three innings of the ballgame, one swinging, one looking. Now the 1-2 delivery to the right-handed hitter, Fortune, misses high, breaking ball, to even the count at two balls and two strikes. As Cook gets a new baseball, glove tucked in front of him now, glove and ball at the belt, checks the runner back at second, and delivers the 2-2. This one's grounded, just foul at third. Calderon gloved it, but it was to the left of the bag, called foul by the field umpire. Count remains two balls and two strikes. With two gone here, Cook now comes set. Out of the stretch, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Fortune is down on strikes. Cook gets him to swing and miss. So the Chico Nuts score three. And it's a brand new ball game. We're headed to the home half of the fourth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations at 1740 California Street in Redding, across from Jack's Grill. It's a must-see 2,000 square foot store with records, musical instruments, and local art, as well as new and gently used name brand clothing at inflation busting prices. Cascade Curations, 1740 California Street in Redding.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Well, fans, we'll look back to Tech Field in Redding, California. It's the left-hand hitting Keanu Mizuda, who takes a ball three, misses low. He saw back-to-back heaters that missed inside and then away, as Zach Storey is in his fourth inning of work. The 3-0 pitch. It's going to catch the outside edge and at the belt to make the count three balls and one strike on the left-hand hitting left fielder. The 3-1 delivery from Storey, swing, and it was from Mizuda. A little tardy on that one, not able to catch up to the fastball. Now the count has been worked full by Storey. So he comes set out of the windup, the payoff pitch. Fastball is grounded off the plate and toward the pitcher. Gloves throws the first off balance. The first baseman into foul territory squeezes it, keeping his back foot on the bag, and a 1-3 put out. A absolutely sensational display of footwork from the first baseman, Austin Salato, as the throw from the pitcher, Zach Story, went towards the foul territory side, and Salato, having to dodge the runner, Mizuta, as not to be called for fielder's interference, was able to glove it, moving back toward the first base coach's box, and squeeze it for out number one of this bottom of the fourth inning, where the Colt 45s are looking to put up a crooked number to regain the lead, as it's a whole brand new ball game after the Chico Nuts put three up in the top of the fourth, and swing and foul back to the screen for Carlos Camarena. We'll make the count 1-1 after he took a ball in the dirt. Fouled that one back to the screen to make the count 1-1. Now an open stance, he'll wave the bat back and forth a couple times. Catcher sets up inside. The 1-1 delivery from Story is right there in our half at the knees, called strike two. The catcher, Landon Sable, great location spot there, doing an excellent job to frame the pitch as well. Now the 1-2 delivery from the righty, Story. It's a breaking ball, swung on, grounded toward the shortstop on a hop. Gloves and throws to first. A stretch by the first baseman's Salato is in time, but he came off the bag. And safe at first is Camarena, who got a courtesy runner, Brandon Bowler. He's got another single, so he's 2-for-2 on the night. A great night from him. He's got two hits and two at-bats. With one out here in the bottom of the fourth, it'll be Joel Calderon coming to the plate, as now the umpires will group together, have a little meeting to double-check that call was correct, that the first baseman, Salato, did indeed come off the bag. And they say no, yes. They'll make their way back to their respective positions. For the right-hand hitting, well, Calderon, who had a sack bunt that scored Mizuta his first time up. They'll come to the plate, slightly open stance, wave the bat back and forth, now readies. And Story out of the stretch delivers a fastball, and at the knees for strike one. Vela, the top of the order, he's on deck. He's reached base both times, and his two plate appearances tonight. A big lead at first for Bowler. It's about three steps off the bag, being held on by Salato, as Calderon takes a fastball that misses low. Just below the knee, over the plate, but low. Make the count 1-1. Calderon waves the bat back and forth a couple of times. Now coming set is Story. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Got Calderon off balance there. Looked like a changeup from the right-hand throwing Zach Story. Now he readies. First base side of the rubber comes set, glove at the belt. The 1-2 pitch with one out and a runner on first. Fastball in the dirt. Waved at by Calderon. He's down on strikes. He goes down swinging for the sixth strike by Zach Story tonight. As the top of the order, Dusty Vela, comes to the plate. Still at first is Brandon Bowler, who was the courtesy runner for tonight's catcher, Carlos Camarena. The left-hand hitting Vela comes to the plate. He has reached on an error and walked. He came around to score after reaching on the error. Story delivers a breaking ball on the outside corner for strike one. Climbing back up the top of the hill is Story. He now readies. The 0-1 delivery with two outs to Vela in this bottom of the fourth inning. It's waved at, a breaking ball. Vela swinging with everything he had, but comes up empty. Four strike two. No balls and two strikes to the Colt 45 second baseman. Story out of the stretch delivers a breaking ball. It's grounded towards the shortstop, charging, and it's going to go right through him. around. Second is Bowler, and into third easily. Stopping at first is Vela, and he'll reach on the E6. The shortstop, Cal Stevens, charging, but it just went under the tip of his glove. So Vela has reached twice tonight. Reached three times, rather. Twice on an error by the left fielder and now the shortstop. And now it'll be Colby Rafael to the plate. Rafael has singled and flown out. Again, Bowler now at third base. He's the courtesy runner for the Camarena single. The delivery from Story is a base hit into right field. Coming to score is Bowler. Around second, the ball bubbled in right, but staying at second is Vela. And Rafael has himself an RBI single. And now there's runners at first and second for McGuire Smith, a left-hand hitter. It's 4-3. The Colt 45s now have the lead back after they were up 3-0 for the first three innings of this ball game. And they helped Ty Cook out and get a run back. It's now going to be the first baseman, McGuire Smith. Even stance, catcher sets up low and in. As Story delivers a breaking ball, missing low and in for ball one. Sending up again, low and in. Story checks the runners back at first and second and delivers a changeup swing and a miss from Smith. Evens the count up at one ball and one strike. Smith looking to extend the inning and keep the line moving for the on-deck hitter, Griffith Finn. 1-1 delivery from Story is hit on a line but out of play down the left field line to make the count one ball and two strikes. And now Vela and Rafael will make their runners make their way back to first and second. Infield playing behind them. The 1-2 pitch from Story to Smith is in the dirt, goes all the way back to the screen, and taking an extra 90 feet is Vela and Rafael. So now both runners in scoring position on that pass ball for McGuire Smith, who waves the bat back and forth a couple of times. Now ready's Story out of the stretch. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball grounded just foul up the third baseline. Count remains two balls and two strikes on the Colt 45s. First baseman will regather himself, step back into the box. Kick some dirt around. Now ready, so wide stance. Story still putting out the stretch. Story delivers. Fastball in the dirt blocked by his catcher, Sable. An excellent play off the chest protector. Kept it in front of him. And Vela and Rafael having to hold it second and third as the count is now full on McGuire Smith. The runners Rafael and Vela will be running on the pitch with two outs. The payoff delivery from Story. It's a breaking ball. Misses wide. Breaking on contact, rather, but no contact. So now the bases will be loaded after Smith draws the walk for Griffith Finn, who has struck out looking and grounded out. So he's 0 for 2, looking to get his first hit here as one of the assistant coaches for the Chico Nuts looks like Ryan Watson make his way out and have some bit of a discussion with his defense, seeing what they want to do here. As they do have a force at every base, and they do have, the Chico Nuts have some activity out in their bullpen, so this move likely to just buy him a little bit of time. Looks like number 15, Luke Kalsbeck, warming up, a right-hand pitcher, beginning his warm-up tosses, as now they return to So now Ryan Watson returns at the dugout. Now coming set. And the delivery from Story to Finn is a fastball fouled off the catcher for strike one. Finn would love to get that pitch back as he had a beat on it, just couldn't quite square up to it. Catcher Sable sets up inside the 0-1 delivery. Fastball waved at by Finn. Tried to hold up, but he was early on it. Looked like he slowed him down there with the changeup. Now quickly, an 0-2 count on Finn. As Story comes set, glove at the belt. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball misses low. A great take there from Finn, showing off the plate discipline. Coming down the line was Vela, nearly sprinting in his secondary lead, and then made his return to third. The 1-2 pitch from Story. Misses just outside. Finn taking all the way on the breaking ball. 2-2 count. Bases loaded in the bottom of the fourth. The Colt 45s have scored one, looking to tack on more. As Story gets his sign, now comes set. Lines and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Fastball is hit in the air. Fouled. Third baseman giving chase. Makes an effort over the shoulder, but will not quite get to it as it lands beyond him. And we'll do it again. Just the count still. 2-2. Chasing that ball back all the way from where he's playing. Even with the bag. At third. Before giving chase back toward the bleachers out there beyond the left field line in foul territory. Story comes set. The 2-2 pitch with two outs and the base is loaded to Griffith Finn. Fastball freezes Finn on the inside corner at the knees. The Colt 45s score one, leave them loaded. And the home plate umpire motions to home plate as Finn looked upset with the call and says, nah, dude, that caught the inside corner. And that's the way the inning ends for the Colt 45s. So they strand three, but they do regain the lead. It's 4-3 after four went into the top of the fifth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curation, 1740 California Street in Redding, right there across the street from Jack's Grill. They have free parking for customers, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Call them to ask about music lessons, or go ahead and stop by the shop to see this place for yourself.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor J.C. Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tigerfield in Redding, California. It's Kendrick Day with the top of the order. He struck out looking twice as Ty Cook delivers a fastball off the plate. Ball one. Now, lines and delivers a 1-0 pitch. So, breaking popped up over the screen on the first base side. Well, even the count at 1-1. Slightly open stance from Kinzer Day, the center fielder for the Chico Nuts. The 1-1 delivery from Cook. It's a changeup swing and a miss. Make the count 1-2. Kinzer Day way out in front of that pitch in this top of the fifth inning. Ty Cook back out there with the 1-run lead. The 1-2 delivery Fastball misses low and away for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. A wide stance. The 2-2 pitch from Cook. Swing and a miss. Camarena picks it in the dirt and throws the tag on Kinsude. He's now struck out three times tonight. He's one strikeout away from the golden sombrero. So he's just got the silver one right now. See what Ty Cook can do the fourth time he faces him. That is the eighth strikeout for Ty Cook. So now he winds and delivers a changeup on the inside corner to Cal Stevens, who has also struck out twice tonight, both times swinging. Now an 0-1 count. Cook gets a sign. Winds and deals the 0-1 pitch. Misses low and away. One ball and one strike. With one out, the Colt 45's defense playing straight up at normal depth. The 1-1 delivery from Cook is hit in the air towards center fielder Rafael. Playable. He'll camp underneath it about 15 to 20 feet in front of the 370 mark out there in right center. And he'll squeeze it for out number two to bring up Zach Story, tonight's starting pitcher. Right in hitter. He'll step into the box. Is 0-1 tonight with a hit by pitch, which began the scoring for the Chico Nuts. He watches a fastball miss wide. 4-1. One ball and no strikes on the Chico Nuts starting pitcher, who's batting third in the order. Cook delivers the 1-0 pitch. This one's grounded up the middle and through for a base hit. Rafael comes in to field it, and with a single is Zach Story, and that will keep things moving for the Chico Nuts. As now the pinch runner, Devin Robinson, who came in to replace Malachi Boschart. So Devin Robinson, a right-hand hitter, will come to the plate. A slightly open stance, his first at-bat of the evening. So he came in to pinch run for Boschart after his double. Bill. Swing and miss at a fastball just off the outside edge for strike one. Cook pitching out of the stretch. Checks the runner back at first. That's Story. Now comes set. Story running. Huge jump, and it's fouled back. Diving in head first and second, but it doesn't matter. Indifference on the play. He'll have to make his way back to first base. Story got a heck of a jump there. He was about a third of the way towards second before Ty Cook really started his motion towards home plate. He had just started his leg kick when Story took off. Now I'll throw on over to first. It goes past Smith and into foul territory, out of play, and now taking two bases is Story. So a wild series of events there as it went past McGuire Smith, who couldn't quite glove it as the throw went toward the right field side of first base, went through, and then out of play. So it's actually two extra bases apparently, and Bob Anderson is now out to argue the call and kind of figure out what happened there. Still a no ball and two strike count on the right-hand hitting Devin Robinson, who was a pinch runner for Boschart after his double. And now they will tell Story to go back to second. It should only be a free 90 feet, not a free 180 feet. And now the Chico Nuts coach is out to find out what happened. Again, it's the top of the fifth with two gone and an 0-2 count on Devin Robinson, a right-hand hitter, who came in a pinch run in the fourth inning after Malachi Boschart doubled toward the right center field gap. Now they Ryan Watson makes his way back to the dugout. And now Cook gets assigned the 0-2 delivery with two outs to the right and hitting Devin Robinson with the runner at second. That's Zach Story, the pitch. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Indifference on the call. Cook is walking off the mound because he just got Devin Robinson gone a-looking. That is strikeout number 9 for Ty Cook. It's still 4-3. We're halfway through our ball game here. Chico Nuts, strand 1. We're headed to the bottom of the fifth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations, 1740 California Street in Redding, across from Jack's Grill. It's a must-see 2,000-square-foot store with records, musical instruments, local art, as well as new and gently used name-brand clothing at inflation-busting prices.
Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tigerfield in Redding, California. Now looking to end things in the home half of the fourth, and then getting stranded at second base. And top of the fifth was Zach Story, and Ty Cook was able to hold the Chico Nuts scoreless. This is going to be a new pitcher, Matt Lawrence, for the Chico Nuts, another right-hander. Fastball, breaking ball, changeup arsenal. After Zach Story goes four innings of four-run ball, he allowed five hits. Again, that was in four innings of work, and now it'll be Matt Lawrence, a right-hand pitcher. He'll be facing off against Noah Betanco to begin things in this home half of the fifth. We're now halfway through our ball game here at Redding, California, where the lights have started to take full effect. I'm Jacob Green. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, bringing to you Colt 45's baseball from Tiger Field in Redding, California. The right-hand hitting Noah Betanco will come to the plate. He's 1-for-2. He's singled and struck out. He's DHing tonight as the relief pitcher, Matt Lawrence, winds and delivers. Check swing by Betanco, fouls it back to the screen. 4-1. No balls and 1 strike as Lawrence winds up and delivers the 0-1 pitch. It's a fastball hit in the air towards right. Right fielder giving chase. Playable. Hill make his way over toward the right field line and squeeze it for out number 1. So Betanco flies out. That was the right fielder Isaiah Fortune making his way over toward the right field line, doing a great job of tracking that ball as it was hit on a line and running away from him. Now it'll be the shortstop Sutter Moss to the plate. He's 0-for-2 tonight with 2 strikeouts. As he grounds the first pitch, he sees right toward the first baseman, who gives a signal he'll take it himself. And that is a quick out number 2, Austin Salado with the play. Quickly 2 gone here. So Matt Lawrence has come on in relief of Zach Story. Now it'll be Keanu Mizuta, the left fielder, rather. He's walked and grounded out. He takes a fastball just a bit low. Caught the plate, but below the knee to make the count 1-0. With 2 outs here in the home half of the fifth, it's 4-3. The Colt 45 is on top. Mizuta watches a fastball, missed low and in. Ball 2. 2-0 count. Camarena is on deck. The 2-0 delivery out of the windup from Lawrence is grounded right toward the second baseman, who gloves, fields, and throws on to first in time, a 4-3 putout, and the Colt 45s go 1-2-3 in this home half of the fifth. We're headed to the sixth. Ty Cook will be out there in his sixth inning of work as he started this game. You listen to Hitting Our Chest Reading. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Creations. They also offer drum, guitar, and rock and fun piano lessons. They have free parking for customers, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Call them to ask about music lessons, or go ahead and stop by to see this place for yourself.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip. Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. The 45's on top by a score of 4-3. Ty Cook is out there, back out there for this top of the sixth inning. It's going to be the catcher, Landon Sable, leading things off as he takes a strike on the outer half. Eighth count, no balls, and one strike as Cook now comes set and delivers out of the stretch. A breaking ball, check swing. Doesn't matter, he went around. For strike two. Now the 0-2 delivery out of the windup from Cook. Breaking ball popped up, chasing Mizuta. It's going to go all the way off the wall. Actually ends up being fair, and in the second with a stand-up double, stand-up leadoff double, is Landon Sable, who has hit the ball well tonight. It looked like it was popped up and then just kept carrying out toward left field before it short-hopped the wall off the track. And then Mizuta played it back. Sable will get a courtesy runner. Now it'll be the left fielder, Jacob Ortega, left-hand hitter. The Colt 45s have some activity up in their bullpen. As Cook comes set, now delivers a breaking ball, misses high and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. As Cook peers in from the stretch, now gets a sign and delivers a 1-0 backs or take off the plate, dodging his way away from that pitch, takes way inside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Cook still pitching out of the stretch with a runner on second in scoring position. That's the tying run. So anything past the infield will score him. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball on the inside corner at the knees to the left-hand hitting Ortega, who has struck out and flied out to the pitcher on a bunt. The 2-1 delivery from Cook, first base side of the rubber, checks the runner back at second. Now delivers. Fastball, swing and a miss. Got him with the high cheese. That evens the count up. Two balls and two strikes. Fired in a heater way upstairs and got Ortega to swing and miss on it. Now, with nobody out, the 2-2 delivery from Cook. Fastball backs him off the plate again. Dodging Ortega. Fills with the runner on second in this 4-3 ball game. That's the tying run. Cook needing to get three outs with the runner threatening at second. Chico Nuts looking to create a brand new ball game again. The payoff pitch is fouled up over the screen. And we'll do it again. Folks, you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. I'm Jacob Green. on a wonderful Friday night for Colt 45's baseball. It's great to have you with us. A full count with nobody out in this 4-3 ball game. It's the top of the sixth inning. There's a runner at second. Cook checks him back. Now winds and delivers the payoff pitch. This one's popped up again toward the third base crowd and over my head to fill the count, keep the count full, rather, at 3-2. Infield playing a little bit back. Second baseman Vela shaded a bit up the middle, playing 3 or 4 steps to the right of the bag at second base. Cook delivers a fastball, misses away, and that will give a free pass to Ortega. He draws a walk. Now it'll be Nick Anderson, the second baseman, as the Colt 45s will look to turn a double play here. As Thomas Canfield is up in the Colt 45 pen out there beyond the third base dugout. First baseman Smith playing out on the grass. Showing bunt is Anderson pulls it back, but it's called a strike on the outside corner. We've got no balls and one strike. Runners on first and second, nobody out. Calderon at third playing even with the bag, 3 steps off the line. Smith at first playing 4 or 5 steps off the line and on the grass. The 0-1 delivery from Cook around a bunt again. This one goes foul for strike 2. And unlike when you're swinging away, if you bunt it foul with 2 strikes, it is a strikeout. So likely Nick Anderson will be swinging here should he get a ball in the zone or close to the corners. Now Cook, glove tucked by his front hip, ball dangling behind his back leg, comes set with the glove at the belt, delivers the 0-2 pitch to the left hand hitting Nick Anderson, who waves at this one, pops it into foul territory, giving chase his Calder, and he's not going to get to it. It's way out of play. The count remains no balls and 2 strikes as Cook gets a new baseball and climbs back up the front face of the hill. Now gets his foot ready on the first base side of the rubber and delivers the 0-2 pitch to the left-hand hitting Nick Anderson with a wide-open stance. Camarena sets up away. Fastball is popped up back toward the crowd on the third base side and over my head. 5-pitch battle now after back-to-back foul balls. And now the 5th pitch will be coming from Cook. Now Cook readies, shakes off Camarena. Shakes him off again. Now agrees. Now comes set. And the batter calls time. Cook unable to deliver quickly as he shook off his catcher Camarena twice before agreeing on a sequence. Now Cook gets a sign. Camarena sets up away. The 0-2 delivery is waved at. Ring him up. He swings and misses at that pitch. And that is strikeout number 10 for Ty Cook, which is his season's best, I believe. My apologies. He's 2 away from his season's best. He's got 10. His season's best is 12 and 5 2/3 innings of work in that outing. Now it's going to be the right-hand hitting Austin Salado, who waves the bat back and forth a couple of times, still waving it. Now showing bunt with 1 out. He swings away and fouls this one back over the first base dugout for strike 1 toward the parking lot. No balls and 1 strike with 1 out. Infield playing at normal depth except for the corners. That's Calderon at third. He's about 3 steps off the line at third, even with the bag. The first baseman, Smith, is playing behind the runner at first, 3 or 4 steps off the line. Colt 45 is looking to turn a double play. The 0-1 delivery from Cook with runners at first and second. It's a breaking ball, catches the inside corner at the knees for strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes. Cook peering in. Now the 0-2 delivery to Salado, a right-hand hitter. It's a fastball hit in the air towards Rafael in center, charging in. And he'll squeeze it for out number 2. Quickly toss it back into second base over Vila's head at the bag, but Smith backing up the play is able to glove it, and both runners will stay at their respective bases. So Cook nearly out of the inning. The Colt 45s still with the 4-3 lead, but the tying run in scoring position at second base. There's two gone here in this top of the sixth inning for Isaiah Fortune, who's flown out and struck out tonight. Right in hitter, slightly open stance, knees bent, Cook comes set, glove of the belt, checks the runner back at second. Runner taking his lead from first, infield still playing behind him, whirls around and throws the second. Vela on the bag, not in time. Diving back safely is Landon Sable's courtesy runner. Not quite sure who it is. Now Cook delivers. Fastball in at the knees. Call strike one. No balls and one strike. Now Cook peering in. No balls, one strike. Runner at first and second. Tying run at second base in this 4-3 ball game with two outs here. Top of the sixth. Cook delivers a fastball. Inner half at the knees. Called strike two. No balls and two strikes. Isaiah Fortune here is going to have to swing at anything if it's close. With Chico Nuts threatening. The 0-2 delivery from Cook is a curveball. That misses way inside for ball one. Camarena coming way out of his crouch, diving to his left. Gliding to his left, rather, to snare that one. One ball and two strikes with two outs. Cook comes set. The 1-2 delivery to the right-hand hitting Fortune. It is a ground ball foul to the left of the third base bag. And the count still, one ball and two strikes. Cook just trying to get off the mound as the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field. As darkness has fallen and it's dropped down about 100 degrees. Cook delivers, strike ball, freezes Isaiah Fortune. That's strikeout number 11 and another backward K for Ty Cook. He walks off the mound as the side is retired. The Chico Nuts threaten but do not score. They strand two. It's 4-3. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations. At 1740 California Street in Redding, across from Jack's Grill, it's a must-see 2,000-square-foot store with records, musical instruments, local art, as well as new and gently used name-brand clothing at inflation-busting prices.
Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45s baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, listening to Colt 45's baseball, the home half of the sixth on a Friday night edition where the lights have taken full effect at Tiger Field. It's 4-3. Feel free to bring the family out to the ballpark tomorrow night. We'll be back out here at 7:15 first pitch, or listen in at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're online at KCNR1460.com. We start our pregame show at 7:05, 10 minutes before first pitch. It's going to be Carlos Camarena leading things off in this bottom of the sixth. It'll be Camarena Calderon before the top of the order. Vela comes to the plate as on this second inning of work is Matt Lorenz, and he delivers a fastball at Camarena. Swings and misses on. 0-1 count on Camarena. Now Lorenz winds in, delivers the 0-1 pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Sable to make the count one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Camarena leading things off in the home half of the sixth. The 1-1 delivery from Lorenz. It's a changeup, misses way high and outside for ball two. Catcher Sable able to snare it. Now Sable sets up low and away. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball is hit on a line, but foul. Down toward the 320 mark out there. Right at the Colt 45 bullpen. To even the count up at 2-2. The Colt 45s in the bottom of the fifth went 1-2-3. Looking to tack on some insurance here. So they only have a 1-1 lead. The 2-2 delivery from Lorenz. Fastball swing and a miss. Camarena is down on strikes for the first time tonight. It will now be Joel Calderon to the plate for Matt Lorenz. That's his first strikeout on the evening. He's in his second inning of work. Calderon on the night is 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a sacrifice bunt. Lorenz winds and deals a fastball high to make the count 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch with one out is a fastball. Hit on the line, right up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Calderon singles to center fielder Kenzer Day to bring up Dusty Vela, who has reached base all three times tonight, left-hand hitter. With one out, the Chico Nets will pinch the middle infield towards second base, looking to turn a double play on a ground ball. As the left-hand hitting Dusty Vela comes to the plate. Even stance, deep in the box, taps the plate a couple times with his bat. Now readies as Lorenz comes set out of the stretch. Calderon not running. Draws a fake back pick from the catcher, Sable. And back to the bag at first is Calderon. As now Vela has a 1-0 count. In this home half of the sixth, Calderon being held on by the first baseman, Salado. Still not running. Back pick to first is over the first baseman's head into foul territory in right field. The right fielder will go over to recover it into second base easily as Calderon advancing on the E2 from the catcher Landon Sable. The throw went about a foot or two above the glove of the leaping first baseman Austin Salado, who couldn't quite get his glove on it. So another error for the Chico Nuts is now no double plays in order and a 2-0 count on the leadoff man tonight for the Colt 45's Dusty Vela as he takes another breaking ball outside for ball three. 3-0, no strikes, 1-0. The only good thing about walking Vela here for the Chico Nuts would be that it would put the double play back in order. The delivery from Lorenz will miss low and in. And Vela works his second free pass of the evening. That is another walk issued by Chico Nuts pitching. They've issued a total of 4 tonight. As Colby Rafael will come to the plate. He's 2-for-3 tonight. He's got 2 singles and a flyout. Right-hand hitter. One runner in scoring position. But Calderon at first. The delivery is a breaking ball. Ducking out of the way is Rafael. Take ball one. Lorenz being a little bit wild here. Can't quite seem to locate either his fastball or his breaking ball, but the changeup has been working. Pitching out of the stretch from the first base side of the rubber. Comes set. Glove the belt. Checks the runner's back. The 1-0 delivery with one out to the right-hand hitting Colby Rafael. Fastball's swung on and hit through the 3-4, the right side of the infield, and up an additional 90 feet, having to hold as it's played back quickly by the right fielder, Isaiah Fortune, that will hold the runners, and the bases are loaded for McGuire Smith, who has walked twice tonight and struck out. Bale, with his third single of the evening, moves the runners up 90 feet, not quite able to score them. It was hit on a line shot right in that 4-3 hole on the right side of the infield. Out of the windup, Lorenz delivers a fastball on the outer half for strike one. No balls and one strike with one out. The Chico Nuts have a force at any base. They draw the corners in on the rim of the infield grass. This one's popped up toward the third base crowd and over our heads to make the count. No balls and two strikes. Lorenz looking to get a punch out or a ground ball here as the Chico Nuts are playing at double play depth. They have a force at every base. That's why the corners are playing in. Now the 0-2 delivery from righty Lorenz is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Sable. As now Lorenz will adjust his cap. And now comes set. Gets assigned the 1-2 delivery out of the windup with one out. So fastball on the outside corner. Smith is down on strikes for out number two. The Colt 45s had the bases loaded in the fourth inning when Griffith Finn came to the plate. And now he comes to the plate again looking for redemption. He struck out looking twice tonight. He'll step into the box from that left side. The bases are loaded. Infield playing normal depth now. The delivery from Lorenz is a fastball. Misses low for ball one. A 1-0 count on Finn. The 1-0 delivery from Lorenz out of the windup. Fastball. Misses wide again for ball two. Lorenz wanting to throw a strike here, not wanting to get even more behind in the count. With the bases loaded, you don't want to walk in a run. In this 4-3 ball game, every run matters. The pitch is hit in the air towards center. Playable, and the center fielder, Kinzer Day, will camp under it and squeeze it for out number three. So the side is retired. Finn flies out. The Colt 45s threaten to score more, but they do not. They leave them loaded for the second time tonight. We're headed to the top of the seventh. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations at 1740 California Street in Redding. Call them to ask about music lessons or go ahead and stop by the shop to see this place for yourself. Again, that's 1740 California Street in Redding, across from Jack Grill.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
On the year, Canfield has a 1.5 ERA in 12 innings of work. He's pitched in 8 games, going an inning or an inning plus in each. He'll likely close out this game. Close to it is Coach Mathelis up against the 45-10. It's going to be Thomas Canfield. As the top of the order comes to the plate, Kinzer Day, he's 0-3 with 3 strikeouts. Again, Canfield trying to give him the golden sombrero of 4 strikeouts. Infield at normal depth, Canfield comes set around a bunt. Is Kinzer Day pulls back in time as he takes a ball in the dirt. Three to count, one ball, no strikes. For Ty Cook, his final line, 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, all three earned, no walks, and 11 strikeouts. Canfield comes set, third base side of the rubber. The southpaw out of the windup delivers a fastball in the dirt, picked by Camarena, way inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Canfield looking to get back into the count as he's behind in it, 2-0. Now he comes set, winds and delivers. Fastball misses inside low again. Camarena motions to his pitcher to calm down a bit. Just throw strikes. The tying run at the plate in this one-run ball game. It's 4-3. The Colt 45's on top. The 3-0 delivery from the southpaw Canfield. Fastball right down Main Street. Strike one. Makes the count. 3 balls and 1 strike. Takes the pressure off of Canfield now. Now 3-1 count. Needing to throw a strike again. And delivers a fastball hit on a line right to Dusty Vela. Moving to his right end. Leaps up in the air, does a little bunny hop to squeeze that line shot for out number one. As Canfield wins the battle, coming all the way back in the count. Now it's going to be the shortstop, Cal Stevens, for Canfield. He is out of Weaverville, California, 6'1", 200 pounds, left-hand thrower, as I said, a southpaw. He winds and delivers now to Cal Stevens, called strike one on the outer half. Cal Stevens on the night is 0-3 with 2 strikeouts and a flyout. Canfield gets a sign from Camarena. Now comes set, the 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses, low and in, to even the count up at 1 ball and 1 strike. Canfield has a little bit of a funky delivery, even for a southpaw. But when he's peering in at Camarena, his catcher has the glove up by his shoulder and the ball tucked behind his back leg before it comes set from the third base side of the rubber. As he delivers the 1-1 pitch, fastball on the outside corner, catches it, and is in at the knees for strike two. Stevens will step out of the box and regather himself a bit before stepping back in. 1 ball, 2 strikes. On deck is Zach Story. Now Canfield comes set. The 1-2 delivery, fastball misses low and in. As the count evens up to 2 balls and 2 strikes with 1 out in the top of the 7th inning. Canfield peering in. Gets a sign from Camarena, comes set. The kick and delivers the 2-2. Check swing, appeal to third. They say he went around. And a warning is issued to the head coach, Brian Thomas, of the Chico Nuts, as he had some words. And now is getting tossed by the home plate umpire as he continues jawing after getting the warning. And he is ejected by the home plate umpire. Something we rarely see here at Tiger Field, but a little extra drama tonight. As he will make his way out of the dugout now. There's 2 gone. After the check swing from Cal Stevens, the appeal to third, and the home plate umpire then just called it himself, said he went around, and the manager, Brian Thomas, stepped out of the dugout, and if my ears were correct in it, he said, "Are you kidding me?" There was no expletives in what he said. Not from what I could tell, at least. And the home plate umpire stepped away from his position, as now ball misses. A 1-0 count on Zach Story for the manager. Now ball in the dirt, ball two. So the manager, Brian Thomas, took a couple steps more out of the dugout after the warning was issued and seemed to emphatically motion with his hands something about the call being incorrect or just wanting to know more information from the home plate umpire, but now the 2-0 delivery from Canfield misses way inside, goes right past Camarena toward the on-deck circle for ball three. And then the home plate umpire went toward him and said, "You're out of here," and tossed him. So now a 3-0 count on the right-hand hitting Zach Story. Again, we've seen a fan ejected this year and players, but That's the first time we've seen a manager get tossed as Canfield delivers a heater right down Broadway. Make the count 3-1 strikes. 3-1 strike. Now, Canfield delivers ball in the dirt, picked by Comrano, doesn't matter. Ball 4. Free pass is issued. And that will bring up the cleanup batter, Devin Robinson, who became a pinch runner in that fourth inning after the hard hit double to the right center gap from Malachi Boschart. So runner at first being held on by Smith. That is Zach Story, tonight's starting pitcher for the Chico Nuts. As the right hand hitting, Devin Robinson comes to the plate and watches a fastball on the outer half at the knees, called strike one. Canfield having to pitch out of the stretch. With him being a left-handed pitcher, he's able to look directly at the runner at first. As he gets his sign, comes set. Third base side of the rubber still. The 0-1 delivery is a fastball on the outside corner and at the belt. Called strike two. Stepping out of the box is Robinson. He'll readjust his batting gloves before stepping back up to the plate. A wide stance up in the box, slightly open. Canfield comes set. The 0-2 delivery with the runner going is outside. The throw down from Camarena is just on the right field side of the bag and into second base safely. Is Story with the stolen base. Camarena not quite able to make an accurate throw down there. Now the tying run is in scoring position. Vela, coming off the bag to handle the throw, was able to pick it and keep it from going into center field, but a huge jump there at first from Zach Story. That'll return the defense to their normal depth as the 1-2 pitch from Canfield is swung on and missed for out number three, and the Chico Nuts strand the tying run at second base. It's 4-3, and it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. We'll get you. God bless America. Momentarily. And here's tonight's rendition of God Bless America. Was a recorded version tonight. Tonight's rendition of God Bless America. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field. It's 4-3 in the Colt 45s on top. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations at 1740 California Street. Cascade Curations also offers drums, guitar, and rock and fun piano lessons. They have free parking for customers and they're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Call them to ask about music lessons or go ahead and stop by the shop to see this place for yourself. Again, that's at 1740 California Street in Redding.
Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the it.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Tiger Field in Reading, California. Leading things off is going to be the designated hitter, Noah Vatanco, as he watches a ball miss wide. Right-hand hitter, watching that one all the way, almost went past the catcher. Now the 1-0 delivery from Lorenz in his third inning of work. Will catch the inside corner to make the count 1-1. Now Lorenz winds and deals the 1-1, backs Vatanco off the plate, dodging it, skipping his feet out of the way. That's ball two. 2-1 on the 45 DH. Right-hand hitter, open stance. The 2-1 delivery is popped up foul of the screen toward the parking lot. Let's make the count. 2-2. He'll step back into the box as Matt Lorenz gets a new baseball, getting his sign. Now the 2-2 delivery with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Fastball just off the plate outside. The whole Chico Nuts dugout thought that was a called strike three. You could maybe hear the displeasure from the dugout. That fills the count. 3-2 as Lorenz winds and deals the payoff pitch. Fastball misses low and away. Vatanco works a walk, emphatically tossing the bat to the side. Vatanco getting the free pass. So he'll take first base. A leadoff walk is the way the leadoff man for the inning gets aboard. Now it'll be Sutter Moss, a shortstop. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Still searching for his first hit. He's got 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Left-hand hitter, wide open stance. Lorenz pitching out of the stretch by Tonko, being held on by Salado as Moss takes the ball low. Make the count, 1-0. Moss playing shortstop tonight. Deep in the box, catcher Sable sets up away. The 1-0 delivery, Vatanco not running. Catches the outside corner at the knees for strike one. 1-1. One-one count in this no-out 4-3 ball game. Vatanco's still not running. A breaking pitch misses wide as Moss took that breaking ball way off the plate for ball two. 2-1, nobody out. Runner at first, that's Vatanco. He walked to lead things off here in the home half of the seventh. Matt Lorenz, first base side of the rubber, out of the stretch, glove to the belt, winds and delivers a 2-1 pitch. This one's waved out on the line into right field for a base hit that's going to go past the right fielder all the way to the wall where the right fielder is over to cut it off. Vatanco, a hard turn at third. He's going to hold up there as the third base coach gives him the stop sign. And into second base with a stand-up double is Sutter Moss with his first hit of the evening. And now the Colt 45 threatening with 2 runners in scoring position for Keanu Mizuta. That ball by Sutter Moss was hit right on the screws, and it went right past the 4-3 hole on the right side of the infield. Now the Chico Nuts will bring the infield in, hoping to gun down Vatanco on anything hit inside the infield, as the pitch from Lorenz to Mizuta misses outside for ball one. Mizuta on the night has walked once and then grounded out twice. 1-0 delivery from the righty Lorenz. In at the knees on the outside corner. Call strike one. 1-1. Mizuta looking to bust this game wide open as Lorenz delivers in the dirt. Catcher smothering it to keep the runners second and third. 2-1. You'd love to see a home run here, as it would really bust the game wide open. With this warm weather, Lorenz delivers a fastball wide, ball three. It's more whether the ball likes to fly. See what Moss can do here. He's got two on the year. Now Lorenz climbs back up, backside of the hill. Mizuta, left-hand hitter. The 3-1 delivery from Lorenz. Fastball misses inside. That'll load the bases with nobody out. The Colt 45s have a huge opportunity to blow this game wide open. Now it's going to be Carlos Camarena, right-hand hitter. Carlos Camarena has singled twice and struck out. He struck out swinging against Lorenz his last time up. First pitch he sees, it's a changeup, misses high. Upstairs to make the count, one ball and no strikes. 1-0 delivery from Lorenz. Fastball is grounded foul toward the third base dugout where the Colt 45s are sitting in their dugout. Betanco at third, Moss at second, and Mizuta at first. Mizuta walked, Moss doubled, and Betanco walked. The 1-1 delivery from Lorenz is bounced in front of the plate, kicks away from the catcher all the way back toward the on-deck circle, and Betanco will hustle in home to make it a 5-3 ball game. He will advance on the pass ball. And moving up an additional 90 feet is Mizuta and Moss. An excellent heads-up play from all the base runners. So the infield still playing in. It's 5-3. The 2-1 delivery from Lorenz. Fastball misses inside. To make the count, three balls and one strike on Carlos Camarena, the right-hand hitting catcher. The infield still playing in on the grass. 3-1 pitch. Fastball's popped up, foul, out of play. First baseman giving chase, but it's going to land behind the dugout to fill the count on Carlos Camarena, the right-hand hitting catcher. As Lorenz, the righty, gets a sign, now comes set. The payoff delivery with nobody out, runners at second and third, is hit in the air towards left field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Moss will score. Around third is Mizuta. Bobbled in left, and Mizuta will score. Staying at first base is Camarena. He singles home two, and the game has been blown wide open on the Camarena single. It's now 7-3, and the Colt 45's on top. What an offensive outburst from the Colt 45's. Betanco walk, a Moss double, a Mizuta walk, and then a Camarena 2 RBI single. That's put the Colt 45s up by 4 now. As the third baseman, Joel Calderon, will come to the plate. He singled his last time up. So he swings on the first pitch, grounds it back to the pitcher, who throws the second for one. The relay to first. A stretch by the first baseman, not in time. As Calderon is able to beat it out, but a race on the fielder's choice is Camarena's courtesy runner, Bowler. Also out of Palomar Junior College, just like last night's catcher, Carter Jorison. And now the top of the order, Dusty Vela, will come to the plate. Calderon dancing off the bag at first, being held on by Solano. As Vela, first pitch swinging, grounds this one foul up the first baseline, but it stays in foul territory. An 0-1 count with one out. As Vela comes set. My apologies. Vela readies as Lorenz comes set. Calderon not running, almost drew a back pick again, as he did in the sixth inning when he was able to advance on the throw that went over the first baseman Solano's head. A 1-1 count on Vela, who has reached on an error, walked, reached on an error, and walked. The 1-1 delivery out of the stretch from Lorenz. Fastball is grounded right toward the first baseman, who reaches above his head, gloves, steps on first for the out, then throws the second in time to nab Calderon. A little bit of a non-traditional double play, but a fantastic play by Austin Solano nonetheless, reaching above his head to get the high chopper, stepped on the bag at first for the easy out, then threw to second, where the second baseman, Nick Anderson, put the tag on Cold Aaron sliding in for the out. The Colt 45s score three, and we're headed to the top of the eighth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations at 1740 California Street in Reading, across from Jack's Grill. It's a must-see 2,000-square-foot store with records, musical instruments, local art, as well as new and gently used name-brand clothing at inflation-busting prices.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Tigerfield in Redding, California. It's going to be Landon Sable leading things off. Thomas Canfield, in his second inning of work, delivers a curveball over the plate on the outside corner and at the knees. A called strike one on the catcher for the Chico Nuts. He's 2-for-3 with a walk. As a fastball misses way outside to even the count up at 1-1. The Colt 45s tacked on three runs of insurance, in the bottom of the seventh or in the top of the eighth as Canfield comes set out of the windup, the 1-1 delivery. Fastball hit in the air towards left. Mizuta giving chase toward the scoreboard. And Rafael will call him off in the left center gap and squeeze it a couple feet in front of the track for out number one, a long out to just about the deepest part of the ballpark, just to the right of the scoreboard out there in left center. About a 375-foot drive, just short of the wall, as Rafael was able to squeeze it on the track for out number one. Now it'll be Jacob Ortega, the left fielder, coming to the plate, left-hand hitter, even stance. Camarena sets up away. That's exactly where that breaking ball is, but just a bit high from Canfield. As Jacob Ortega on the night is 0-for-3 with a walk. Canfield comes set, delivers the 1-0, misses wide. 2-0. Canfield gets a new baseball, kicks some dirt around, doing some landscaping up there on the third base side of the hill. Now peering in at Camarena comes set. Lines and deals. Breaking ball doesn't quite break over the plate. Comes in on the chin of Jacob Ortega, who leans back out of the way. And a 3-0 count now. After that chin music. Now the 3-0 delivery out of the windup from Canfield. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees, called strike one. 3-1 with one out. And the top of the eighth inning. Left hand hitting Jacob Ortega as Canfield comes set and delivers a fastball, misses low. That's ball four. And the second walk issued by Canfield this evening, as Ortega takes his free pass. He'll be held on by the first baseman McGuire Smith. A little bit less stressful than last inning when there was traffic on the bases. Now that Canfield is pitching with a 4-run lead rather than a 1-run lead. That'll be another left-hand hitting batter. Nick Anderson, who is 0 for 2 tonight, and reached on an error as he check swings on a fastball, doesn't go, and the pitch is called high for ball one. Jacob Ortega taking his lead at first. He's about 2 or 3 steps off the bag, being held on by McGuire Smith. Canfield watching him closely. The 1-0 delivery from Canfield. Ortega running. The throw from Comaranda down to second base is not in time, as the tag put on by Vela is late, and he dropped it anyway, so it'd be indifferent even if the tag was on time, as a dropped ball when the tag is applied results in the runner being safe. So a 1-1 count with one out after that ball was called a strike by the home plate umpire. With a runner in scoring position, the 1-1 delivery from Canfield is bounced in the dirt. Comarena smothers it, keeps it in front of him, makes the count 2-1. Canfield will go for a little walk now. Climbs back up on the hill. Third base side of the rubber. Peering in, glove tucked up by his shoulder, ball tucked back behind him. Now comes set. The 2-1 delivery with one out. Fastball swing and a miss for strike two. Nick Anderson way out of that pitch. He'll step out of the box and readjust his batting gloves. Wave the wood back and forth a couple times. Now ready. Wide open stat. Deep in the box. The 2-2 delivery from Canfield. Fastball is going to plunk Nick Anderson, who was leaning back out of the way, dodging it, but still caught it. Looks like off the hip. So after the stolen base from Ortega, now a hit by pitch. So they'll put runners at first and second. Canfield has a walk, two walks rather, and a hit by pitch. Bob Anderson will walk out to the mound and a full infield to come in. They're going to take a little bit of a breather here, I imagine, to get the bullpen some more time to warm up the arm down there. Looks like should Canfield get into more trouble. Again, there's runners at first and second. I'm not quite sure who it is down there, but as soon as I get a name for you. It actually looks like Kyle Norton down there. So Kyle Norton, last night's first baseman, may come into the game in relief. He's up and getting work in after Cody Rathel was warming up in case of the ninth inning in a one-run ball game to close it out and get the save, but with the Colt 45s tacking on some insurance, it's a four-run ball game, so no save is in order as it's not within 3 runs. Now the party's broken up at the mound, and the first baseman, Austin Salato, will step up to the plate. Right-hand hitter, Canfield, is in the game. Now winds and delivers first pitch, swinging, hit in the air towards center field. It's down for a base hit around third. The throw in from Rafael on a line to the first, to the catcher Comaranda. The tag put on him is not in time. Coming in to score is the runner, Jacob Ortega. He didn't slide on the play. The home plate umpire didn't make a call. But the scoreboard says 4 runs. Into second and third is Austin Salato on the double. He reached second base after the throw from Rafael came all the way in from left center field. Threw it in. No cutoff, man. So the run does score. It's 7-4. Jacob Ortega scoring all the way from second. The home plate umpire says there was no tag applied. He's safe at the plate. Comarena did receive the throw, attempted to put a tag on, but the home plate umpire says it didn't make contact. So there's runners at second and third. And Nick Anderson is at third as Canfield delivers a called strike to Isaiah Fortune, the right-hand hitter. Lots of confusion here as the fans jawing with the home plate umpire. Now Canfield delivers the 0-1 out of the stretch. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss for strike two. On Fortune, who is 0-for-3 tonight with 2 strikeouts. Infield playing at normal depth. Canfield comes set. The 0-2 delivery to Fortune is in the dirt, blocked by Camarena. Breaking ball, couldn't get him to chase. One ball, two strikes. And this 7-4 ball game. The Chico Nuts threatening with the tying run at the plate. Canfield delivers a ball, bounces it, blocked by Camarena again to make the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes with one out. The Colt 45 is looking to get out of the inning as unscathed as possible. Canfield delivers the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Might have gotten a piece of it, but it's into the glove of Camarena, and that is out number 2 as Fortune goes down swinging. That'll bring up the top of the order, Kinzer Day. Still runners at 2nd and 3rd. Kinzer Day, right-hand hitter. Wide stance. Canfield comes set and delivers a breaking ball on the inner half at the knees, called strike 1. No balls, 1 strike, and 2 outs. Runners at 2nd and 3rd. It's 7-4. The Colt 45 is on top. The 0-1 delivery from the lefty Canfield is a breaking ball just off the outside corner to make the count 1 ball and 1 strike. One ball, one strike with 2 outs. Canfield comes set. The delivery. Fastball in the dirt, blocked by Comrade. Actually goes off the foot of Kinzer Day, so he'll get the hit by pitch. It's the 2nd one from Canfield tonight that will load the bases for Cal Stevens, who's 0-4 tonight with 3 strikeouts and a flyout. Bob Anderson is going to come out to have a talk with the home plate umpire to see what happened there, but it went off of his toe, so he'll make his way back to the dugout. So the shortstop, Cal Stevens, will come to the plate. Right-hand hitter. With 2 outs and the bases loaded, the Colt 45 is playing their defense at normal depth with the first baseman playing a couple steps back behind the runner. Canfield comes set. The tying run is at first. Canfield delivers a fastball on the outer half and at the belt for strike 1. No balls, 1 strike, and 2 outs. And this top of the 7th, where the Chico Nuts are threatening, they've scored 1 already. It's 7-4 now. Canfield gets a sign, comes set, third base side of the rubber. Now deals the 0-1. Fastball on the inside corner, called strike 2. Stevens thought it was a ball. He'll call timeout, take a couple practice swings, and regather himself. Again, the tying run is at first base, so anything hit to the gap would likely score and tie this ball game up yet again. The 0-2 delivery from the lefty Canfield to the right-hand hitting Stevens. A breaking ball just a bit high to make the count 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canfield couldn't quite catch the corner there. The count moves to 1 ball and 2 strikes on the right-hand hitting Stevens. Bases are loaded. A 1-2 delivery from Canfield in the dirt, blocked by Camarena again. Great job gliding to his left to keep the ball in front of him. Again, it's 7-4, so the Colt 45s have a little bit of insurance, but with the bases loaded, the tying runs at first, so anything hit to the gaps, and there's a ton of hitting room in right center gap, all the way out towards that 370 mark. The 2-2 delivery from Canfield, fastball misses high and away, that'll fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. With 2 outs here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, Canfield takes a timeout. Goes for a little walk, now climbs up the hill. Third base side comes set. The payoff delivery with 2 outs. The runner's going. Breaking ball misses wide, and that will walk in a run. It's now 7-5 as Nick Anderson will come home to score. And the runners will advance 90 feet. After Cal Stevens works a walk, that is the 3rd walk from Canfield, and his night is done. He goes an inning and two-thirds. He's responsible for all runners on right now, and it's going to be Kyle Norton on in relief. And to allow him to take his warm-up tosses, we're going to cut to commercial break. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations at 1740 California Street in Redding. Across from Jack's Grill, it's a must-see 2,000-square-foot store. They also offer drum, guitar, and rock and fun piano lessons. They have free parking for customers, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Call them to ask about music lessons, or go ahead and just stop by the shop to see the place for yourself.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hagerfield in Reading, California. Kyle Norton is on in relief of Thomas Canfield, who went an inning and two-thirds. He's responsible for the three runners on base right now, as he has allowed a total of two runs to score. Again, responsible for the runners at first, second, and third. It's going to be the lefty Kyle Norton on in relief, looking to close out the inning. There's two gone here in this top of the eighth. It's going to be Zach Story working with the bases loaded as Kyle Norton is on in relief of Thomas Canfield. It's going to be the DH Zach Story, who also started tonight's game, so he technically was the pitcher to begin things. Now Norton winds up and delivers. Fastball is grounded right towards the shortstop, Moss, who fields it and steps on second for the force. So Norton comes in and delivers one pitch. That is a ground ball to the shortstop, and that will end things as the Chico Nuts strand three. They only score two, so Norton gets the Colt 45s out of the jam. It's 7-2-5. And we're headed to the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to Casey Nash, Shasta Redding. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations. Call them to ask about music lessons, or go ahead and stop by the shop to see this place for yourself at 1740 California Street in Redding, across from Jack's Grill.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. For Matt Lorenz, his night is done. He goes three innings of relief as a new pitch for the Chico Nuts will come on in relief. A sidewinder, something a little different for these Colt 45s to face in this home half of the eighth inning. It's 7-5. The Colt 45 is looking to tack on a little bit. Cody Rathel is up in the pen. He'll likely get the ninth. For the Chico Nuts, it's going to be Riley Bester in this home half of the eighth. Again, a sidewind delivery, Sidewinder delivery, rather. Looking to hold the Colt 45 scoreless as he'll face off against Colby Raphael, McGuire Smith, and Griffith Finn to start this bottom of the eighth inning and what is the Colt 45's last chance to tack on some more insurance for Matt Lorenz, his final line. He gave up 3 runs on 4 hits, walked 3, and struck out 2. As Raphael takes a first pitch strike on the outer half at the knees. Folks listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. As Raphael flares one back to back at second, the shortstop Stevens dives for it back on the rim of the outfield grass and squeezes it for out number one. Again, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. I'm Jacob Green, bringing to you Colt 45's baseball from Taggerfield in Redding, California. It's great to have you with us. It's the bottom of the eighth. Now with one gone here as McGuire Smith comes to the plate. First pitch swing, grounds one right to the second baseman who tosses on over to first. To his first baseman, Salado, for the 4-3 putout. So quickly, 2 gone here. As Griffith Finn comes to the plate. Griffith Finn, uncharacteristically, is 0-for-4 tonight. 2 strikeouts. He'll dig in from that left-hand batter's box. Playing right field tonight. As he usually does, he's turned into the everyday, every night right fielder. As the sidewinder, Bester, from the first base side of the rubber, kicks and delivers a fastball, misses upstairs. For ball one. Finn, ready now in the box, deep in the box, even stance. Readies, and hits this one in the air towards center field. That'll get down for a base hit. Over to cut it off is the center fielder, Kinzer Day, and on cue, Finn delivers a single. Looking to get the Colt 45 some insurance. As the cleanup man, my apologies, the five hitter, Noah Betanco, comes to the plate after the cleanup man, Griffith Finn, singles. So Betanco, and what will likely be his last ups of the evening, he's 1-for-4 with a walk. The designated hitter tonight, the pitcher will call time and step off. Pitcher Riley Bester will now be pitching from the stretch with Griffith Finn dancing off the bag at first, being held on by Salado. Finn takes a huge secondary lead. The catcher goes back pick. It drops the ball, almost kicks away from him, and Finn easily taking second base without a throwdown will have a stolen base. So the catcher initially almost doing a pitch out there ended up dropping the ball as he got caught up in the hustle and bustle and ended up dropping the pitch. Finn still dancing off the bag at second. The 1-0 delivery to Betanco is grounded right to the shortstop, who moves to his left and tosses on over to first for the 6-3 put out. So a ground ball out will retire the side. We're headed to the top of the ninth. That's going to be Cody Rathel on in relief to get the final 3 outs of the ball game. It's 7-5, the Colt 45 is on top. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. I'm Jacob Green, and tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations at 1740 California Street in Redding, across from Jack's Grill. It's a must-see 2,000 square foot store with records, musical instruments, local art as well, as new and gently used name brand clothing at inflation busting prices.
Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Kyle Norton will actually continue his relief work. He'll look to get the final three outs of the ballgame here, facing off against Devin Robinson, Landon Sable, and Jacob Ortega. Leading things off at the top of the ninth for the Chico Nuts will be Devin Robinson, a right-hand hitter, who after coming in a pinch run for Malachi Boschart in the fifth inning has struck out twice, once looking, once swinging. We'll look to give the Chico Nuts some hope. So they look to tie the game up. Norton out of the windup. A southpaw delivers to the right-hand hitter. Fastball on the outside corner. Just below the belt for strike one. As the temperatures drop down below 100, we're at a nice and cool 95 degrees. On what has now become a cool Reading night, the 0-1 delivery from Norton is a breaking ball on the inside corner. Again, right at the belt. Strike two. Devin Robinson, right-hand hitter. Norton readies. Now comes set, the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Norton slams the door on the Chico Nuts leadoff man. And now there's one gone here after Robinson goes down swinging for out number one. Now it'll be Landon Sable, the catcher, up to the plate, who is 2-for-4 tonight with a walk. Again, looking to keep the Chico Nuts hopes alive as he swings on the first pitch. He sees hitting the air towards right center field. Finn and Rafael giving chase. Playable. And Finn will squeeze it on the run just to the right of the 370 mark out there in right center field. And now the Chico Nuts down to their final out. It's going to be Jacob Ortega to the plate. Left-hand hitter facing off against Kyle Norton. As Norton delivers first pitch ball. The Colt 45 is working with a two-run lead. They've got seven runs. Now this one's grounded foul out of play. Up the first baseline. Steps back into the box, even stance, working with a 1-1 count and two outs. Norton winds and deals the 1-1. Fastball is popped up toward the on-deck circle. Catcher Camarena and Norton giving chase, but it's into the crowd. That's strike number two. Even the third baseman Calderon giving chase. Norton and Calderon both losing their hats. A heck of an effort there as now the Chico Nuts are down to their final strike. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Now, Norton readies, comes set, and delivers the 1-2 pitch. Misses wide, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Norton, glove of the belt. Now kicks and deals the 2-2 pitch. Fastball is fouled back to the screen. Jacob Ortega stays alive. Just getting a piece of that ball. As he fouled it back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Nobody on. And this top of the ninth. The Colt 45's on top, 7-5. Norton delivers. Breaking ball. Freezes Jacob Ortega. Gets him with the breaking ball on the inside corner. Jacob Ortega is down on strikes, looking to end the ball game. The final score, the Colt 45 is 7, the Chico Nuts 5. I'm Jacob Green. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Your final score, 7-5. Special thanks to David Wiley back in the studio. The totals for the Chico Nuts, 5 runs on 6 hits. They left 10 on base. For the Reading Colt 45s, they scored 7 on 10 hits.
They had two errors, and they left nine on base. Again, the final score, 7-5. I'm Jacob Green with KCNR, Shasta Redding, home of the First Amendment. Special thanks to David Wiley back in the studio and all our listeners online and on the radio. Always great to have you with us. The final score for Tiger Field, the Colt 45-7, Chico Nuts 5. We'll be back out here tomorrow at 7:15 first pitch for the pregame show at 7:05. Thank you for listening and good night.
And the microphone standing by, and had a lot of fun doing it, actually, last night, the 8 p.m. show on Newsmax, different than the show that I normally do, and a couple of members of Congress as guests, Sebastian Gorka as a guest on the television show last night, a couple of great exchanges there. It was wonderful, and I had a great time. And Joe Biden, I had a better night than Joe Biden did. I'd say, you know, even if I only did okay, I had a much better night than Joe Biden did. He called, he said that his vice president is Trump. He said, Vice President Trump, his vice president, why do you think I chose her? Vice President Trump, very confused, that's okay. He referred to Volodymyr Zelensky, the very wealthy, very, very wealthy, very rich Ukrainian president. You know, the Ukrainians funneled millions of dollars to the Biden family for nothing, but they're getting tens of billions back, so it was a very good investment. Their return on investment has been excellent. And the smartest man that Joe Biden knows, Hunter Biden, he made lots and lots of money there. But never mind that right now. He referred to Kamala Harris or whatever as Trump, his vice president, he said, as Trump, and he called Trump she, that her or her. Why did he pick her as his vice president? And he's talking about Trump. And then he referred to Volodymyr Zelensky as Putin when he was introducing Volodymyr Zelensky because, you know, what's the difference? Vladimir Lenin, Vladimir Putin, Volodymyr Zelensky. One Vlad the Impaler is pretty much the same as the next. And he got all kinds of crazy stuff. He also referred to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, his chief military advisor, the chief general in the United States military, a four-star general, who becomes the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he called him his commander-in-chief. Now, he's actually the commander-in-chief, but he's projecting his own title and his own capacity onto a four-star general who is the chief U.S. military officer in the United States, and therefore the chief military advisor to the President of the United States. But he called the chairman of the Joint Chiefs commander-in-chief, which you'd think he might catch that as it passed his lips that, hey, wait a minute, I'm the commander-in-chief. Who's claiming to be the commander-in-chief? Well, nobody is, sir. You just called somebody else the commander-in-chief, and you just said that Trump is your vice president, and you introduced Vladimir Putin at the NATO summit. Perhaps he'd like Vladimir Putin to be at the NATO summit because, you know, they also got a bunch of money from the Russians, the Biden family did. It's good to be a Democrat because the news media then came out and said, no big deal, nothing to see here. This is, that's not a thing. Don't worry about that. So we've got Joe Biden and we've got the news media, and there are all kinds of other wacky stories, too. I shared with you days ago a story out of Philadelphia where a young woman, an African-American woman, it matters, you know, race matters because Democrats, but it does matter in the case of this story, African-American woman radio host, that it was revealed about a week ago that when she did an interview with Joe Biden, the White House gave her a list of 8 questions from which she selected 4, asked Joe Biden those 4 questions. Joe Biden gave the canned answers. It's a radio interview, so he's got a script in front of him, and nobody can see him reading from the script. And when this was discovered, the radio station, pretentiously pretending to be journalistically legitimate, fired the lady. And then they said, well, we just parted ways. So they lied about that, too. They didn't fire her. They just parted ways. Maybe she voluntarily decided to leave. Oh, maybe it's time we parted ways, and I had no more paycheck. because I did what the Democrat Party wanted me to do in the White House, and it's the Soviet Union. It's a third world banana republic because lefties are everywhere. They're not democratic. They're not Democrats. They're leftists. They are the left. At least half of them are not smart enough to know the difference, and that's why they found jobs in the news media for the most part. So that's remarkable. But then we found out yesterday that another station, a radio station in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the Republican National Convention will be held next week, another radio station, they interviewed Joe Biden, and the White House asked them to, and another African-American host, and they haven't parted ways yet, but a radio station, Milwaukee, says it agreed to edit interview with Joe Biden, and they edited out the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They've got the story, and it looks like journalism there at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and it's remarkable stuff, and they edited out. The White House said, well, you know, when he said this stuff, that he's got more black people in his cabinet and his administration than any administration in history, that's not true, so could we just edit that out? So they edited out the gaffes because Sieg Heil, minus Shotzi, throw in a little German, and then, but really it's more Soviet. Well, it could be like the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels, too. But the Democratic Party isn't, right? Friendly fire isn't. Common courtesy isn't. Social media isn't. And President Biden isn't. You got to keep adding to that list of isn'ts. Pretty remarkable stuff. Yeah, so this Milwaukee station now edited the interview after the Biden campaign said, hey, can you just cut this out and cut that out before you air it? And now they're getting ready to sit down on Monday with Lester Holt at NBC Fake News to do a pre-taped interview that they're going to air in prime time up against, as counter-programming, up against the Republican National Convention being held, coincidentally, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But why would that be a problem? And there's another radio station as well that took questions from the White House because our media is the most corrupt institution in America. How many times do I have to say it? The remarkable collaboration, the collusion, I think is the right word, the collusion between the news media and the Democrat Party, the Biden White House, the Biden campaign. It was true during the Obama presidency, the Obama campaign. We have an incredibly corrupt media. Without the media, the Democrats could never win an election anywhere. The media is the campaign. Joe Biden never left his basement 4 years ago, and the media was his campaign. We talked about it at the time. We've been telling the truth here for as long as you've been listening and as long as I've been doing radio. That's the whole point, is the truth about Democrats, about Republicans, about the news media, about everything, about Vlad the Impaler Putin, who's a communist, although the New York Times called him a conservative, because he's a villain, and they have to villainize all conservatives. Remarkably stuff. So, remarkable stuff. Biden introduces Ukraine Zelensky as President Putin in latest brutal gaffe. But that's the New York Post, right? Joe Biden laughs off mixing up Zelensky and Putin. Oh, and then when he straightened it out in, and it, as he was walking away from the podium after he introduced Zelensky as Putin, he realized that he had made a mistake, and he turned around and he came back, and then he introduced him as Olinsky, like he saw Olinsky, like they got the radical left-wing rules for radicals, Obama and Hillary Clinton icon, Saul Olinsky, the radical leftist, anti-American, but he did, I didn't hear a Z in there. It sounded like he introduced him as Saul Alinsky after he got it straight. And then Alinsky, Saul Alinsky, I mean, Volodymyr Zelensky, he came up and tried to relieve the pressure a little bit. I am better than him. Yeah, you're not quite as rich as him, but you're working on it. It's our money. Don't worry about it. And just as corrupt as this country has ever been. Honestly, at least since electricity. Amazing stuff. And Biden calls Kamala Harris Vice President Trump. I think that's the wrong headline from left-wing media. No, he called Trump his vice president. That's what he did. But they even lie in the headlines because they've got, you know, the power to abuse, and therefore they abuse it. In the meantime, Biden will get on Air Force One today and go to Michigan, which is a hotbed of jihadism, and the Democrats love jihad. They hate the Jews. Why do they hate the Jews? It's kind of a strange thing. And they have meetings with Democrat Jews who say, oh, yes, we hate the Jews, too. Yeah, really, the bad guy is Netanyahu because he loves Israel from the river to the sea, as the Democrat Party says. Remarkable stuff. So Biden heading to Michigan for rally after a high-stakes news conference. The Washington Post performing an act of journalistic gratification upon Joe Biden after last night's fiasco. And it was a fiasco, but it wasn't enough of a fiasco for Joe Biden to be squeezed out like the, you know, thing that he is. I'll try to keep it clean. There's a funny meme going around that I was, somebody shared it with me, and then I started sharing it with people immediately. MAGA Tony tweeted out a funny thing. It's a photograph of Kamala Harris shaking hands uncomfortably with Volodymyr Zelensky, or as Joe Biden likes to call him, Vladimir Putin, and they're standing in front of the American flag and the Ukrainian flag, and the Ukrainian flag is right side up because somebody was brought in to do it. But it's Kamala shaking hands with Volodymyr Zelensky, and the caption is, Vice President Trump meeting President Putin. But he did real good, real good. They treat him like a child, like a problem child, a troubled child, like he's the bad seed. Like he's Billy Mummy in the Twilight Zone, and he'll turn them into an ear of corn. Put them in the cornfield if they don't obey. Remarkable stuff. Yeah, and the Biden campaign, talking about the brain trust they have, a three-person brain trust behind Joe Biden. Wait till you hear who the three people are. It'll be very inspiring, I'm sure. And CNN now admits Joe Biden's entire presidency has been a carefully staged sham. They didn't mean to. It was kind of an accident. We've got that. We live in very corrupt times. We have very corrupt government. Only the news media is more corrupt than that. We've also got President Trump, the United Auto Workers. They call them workers. And the drumbeat grows louder. AOC in trouble with the Socialist Party that got her where she is. And we are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Summer congestion got you down. Whether it's allergies or a summer cold, being congested can ruin your whole day. You feel tired and run down, like you're missing out on summer fun. At Navage, we're here to make breathing easy, easier. Navage uses patented gentle suction technology to help clear out allergens, dust, and mucus without drugs. In just 30 seconds, you'll be on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better, fast.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat's shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/America or text America to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Mannion was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the words he spoke before his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Mannion Foundation. And through TMF, these words can live in you too. Show the world what you're made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisMannion.org.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
And then there was the number of times that Biden said, anyway, last night. We have a little montage of that for you. But when you're a Democrat, you know, you could shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue and you wouldn't lose a single vote in the news media. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Jeff, calling from Hagerstown, Maryland. Jeffrey, you are on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thank you for letting me lead off this morning. So the cabinet members in attendance last night, they had the look on their face like Biden was giving his own eulogy. I mean, pretty rough. And I'd like, you know, I was on with Larry, but I didn't get my call in, and he was wondering what kind of grade you would gave Biden last night. I got to thinking, and if you recall in the movie Animal House, when everybody was in front of Dean Wormer, and Dean Wormer said, Mr. Blutarsky, 0.0, and he had the pencil stuck in his nostrils.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got like Mr. Biden, 0.0, and the camera goes to Joe, and he's got his thumb in his mouth with his banky, and I thought of that one there. So
yeah, anyway, yes.
Yep. Yeah. No. I just wanted to let you go, and I'll listen.
I still have Dean Vernon Wormer in my head here, and you know, with 0.0, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, because that was the next line from Dean Vernon Wormer to Senator Blutarsky.
0.0.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Served Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020. As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
To Newsmax headquarters in Washington to do the big television show, and total barricade. Motorcades going this way, motorcades going that way, literally going in both directions within minutes of each other. The Turkish, whoever, representative of the motorcade, and maybe the ambassador, maybe who knows. And I got stuck, and it was clear I was going to be late, and I had to get out of my car. I kind of pulled into the middle lane, the left turn lane, and I pulled up, and then a police officer, a woman, D.C. Metropolitan Police, was yelling at me and shaking her fist at me and shouting and scowling and yelling and, like, you don't do that, you don't go, but, and I put it in park, and I got out of my car, and I walked over, and I talked to the nice lady, and I apologized for being in a rush and for, like, you know, seeming like one of these Washington people and stuff, and I called her ma'am, And she said, then she got real nice. I was like, two minutes. And I gave her a snappy salute when I walked back to my car. I said, thank you. And then she stopped traffic and let me through, and only me. Just my car. I was like, thank you. That's very nice. That's very, very nice of you. And then I got there on time, just barely, just in the nick of time. It was kind of a fun moment, actually. All right, now back to Joe Biden. Enough about me. Let's go to, but she was very nice, and I don't know her name. And if I did, I wouldn't use it because it'd probably get her in trouble for being nice. But it was a very nice moment. I want to thank the D.C. Metropolitan Police lady for being so nice. And I was being nice, and I was apologizing because I was rushing through, and I wanted to drive through the middle of a couple of motorcades. I had to get there, you know. But in any case, here is Joe Biden last night at the NATO Assembly. This is before the press conference, before he came out and babbled and rambled, turned it into a political speech all about Trump and how great he is as president. I'm like, I thought this was a NATO Summit. What are you talking about, rambling Joe? But this is before all of that, before the press conference and all that. And here comes Volodymyr Zelensky, who's not a member of NATO, and he introduces him as Vlad the Impaler.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You can beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
I'm so focused on beating Putin. Years later, no peace talks, no nothing. And he rambled about that for some period of time, about hundreds of thousands of Russians being killed. And there's no peace deal. There's no peace negotiation. Our chief diplomat, Antony Blinken, who was sitting there in the front row last night, no peace talks going on. But in any case, so I'm so focused on beating Putin. No, it's the war that will never end. It's the military-industrial complex war, and Joe Biden is their boy. We had a listener call in a little while ago and say, you know, Joe Biden called him Putin, then turned away from the podium and started to walk away. Then he turned back and said, whoa, whoa, boo, what am I talking about? I'm so focused on beating Putin. He thinks he's running against Putin. I should have asked him about that at the press conference last night, too. But one of our listeners called in and said, you know, it's not like he realized when he walked away. He's got a little micro earpiece in, and one of his hacks squawked in his ear, you just called him Putin. And I didn't see an earpiece, but you can't rule anything out because they got these little tiny, you see them on TV commercials, these little hearing aids. And, you know, you could put one of those in Joe's ear and feed him actual thoughts, actual facts. There were a lot of questions that were not asked last night by our fraudulent, corrupt press. And let me say that they didn't call on James Rosen, right, from Newsmax. They didn't call on Peter Doocy from Fox News. They didn't call on anybody that might ask an actual question. And there's another little ditty here, and I don't know exactly how this panned out, but Todd Stearns of Newsmax TV and Newsmax Radio, Todd Stearns tweeted out last night at 5:37 p.m., just in, he wrote on a tweet, Newsmax reporters will not be allowed in the room for Biden's news conference. Our correspondent, Alana Austin, breaking that news just moments ago on my Newsmax show. Now, I don't know whether that was ironed out. That's 5:30. The press conference, Joe Biden press conference, was scheduled for 5:30. And then they moved it to 6:30. And then they said it might be 7. And then they said it might be 7:30. And indeed, it started at, 7:28. The 5:30 p.m. press conference started just shy of 2 hours late because Joe Biden had to take a nap and watch an episode of Hazel. He loves that Shirley Booth. Remarkable stuff. And I was watching it there at Newsmax and taking notes and having a good time and laughing and making fun of him. Now, the big boy presser, Joe Biden was... He was asked about the mix-up, right, about his broken brain, And he says, oh, that's no problem, man. It happens all the time. I fixed it.
I wanted to ask you about your you mixed up Presidents Zelensky and Putin earlier today.
that's hilarious.
Your key allies, including the British Prime Minister, the President of France, the German Chancellor, having to step in and make excuses for you on that. Officials here are saying off the record that your decline has become noticeable. Hasn't this now, frankly, become damaging for America's standing in the world? Thank you.
Did you see any damage to our standing by leading this conference? Have you seen a more successful conference? What do you think? And the Putin piece, I was talking about Putin, and I said, and now, at the very end.
You weren't talking about Putin.
Putin. I said, no, I'm sorry, Zelensky. And then I added five other names.
And then I added, no, you didn't add five other names. No, we just played the soundbite. You didn't add five. He doesn't remember what happened just moments earlier. His brain, she's a broke. She's a no good. That brain of his. I don't know who the reporter was. I think it might have been an AFP reporter, but I'm not certain. Agence France-Presse, a wire service. But that was an actual question from a reporter who will never go anywhere in this business because, you know, oh, yeah, and then he makes up stuff immediately about five other names, and he had been talking about Putin, and then he mixed it up. No, that's not what happened. Then Joe Biden was asked about his brilliant vice president, Kamala Harris. And you'll never guess what Joe Biden said.
What concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
She?
So let's start there.
Yeah. He wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president if he didn't think she. And that's all fine. I saw on CNN this morning and MSNBC that that's okay, that's just fine, because the most corrupt institution in the United States of America is the American news media. They are Democrat Party front groups, front boys, front girls, some in between, cross-dressing, but clearly Democrats, any way you slice it. A disgrace to Western civilization. Our republic cannot function with a fourth estate as corrupt as is our fourth estate. It is crucial in a free society, in a constitutional republic, the brilliant founders of our great nation and framers of our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the brilliant First Amendment, relies on a free and fair press, and it also relies on an honest and moral press. And that's where the breakdown comes in. That's the breakdown right there. They all cheat on their wives. They cheat on their husbands. Even the women cheat on their wives, and the men cheat on their husbands. It's everybody cheats on everybody, and they lie, and they cheat, and they deceive. It's perfectly normal. But his vice president is Donald Trump, and she is qualified. Mrs. Trump, maybe Ms. Trump, sorry, because Democrats, you know how they are. Just amazing stuff, Vice President Trump. And then asked, well, gosh, what if Kamala Harris were doing better in the polls than you and would be more likely to beat Trump? Because CNN this morning, a woman talking about Trump winning on the panel there in the studio said it was terrifying prospect of Trump winning. He was already president for 4 years. The worst thing was a few tweets, I think, and he made fun of you guys. You guys need to develop a thicker skin and a more capable brain collectively. Joe Biden on Kamala Harris polling better than him.
If your team came back and showed you data that she would fare better against former President Donald Trump, mm-hmm. would you reconsider your decision to stay in the race?
No, unless they came back and said, there's no way you can win.
There's no way you can win.
Me.
You.
No one's saying that.
Uh-oh, creepy.
No poll says that.
Creepy boy. Creepy boy whisper. Mm-mm-mm. No poll says it. There is a, the poll the other day said that Hillary Clinton has a better chance of beating Donald Trump than than does. I think Hillary Clinton commissioned and paid for the poll, probably with Russian money, more collusion. But the poll said that Hillary Clinton had a better chance of beating Donald Trump than Joe Biden. And the poll also said that Hillary Clinton has a better chance of beating Donald Trump than Kamala Harris. They lie about it. And that creepy whisper, that's like, you know, Peter Lorre in the Fritz Lang film, M, being a creepy child stalker. Man, I'm telling you, that whisper campaign is pretty creepy stuff. And then he's got, he apparently thinks that during the debate where he didn't do very well, I've heard in the media he didn't do very well, and he thinks maybe during the debate he made one mistake. We're not sure what that was.
And if you look at my schedule since I made that stupid mistake of, in the debate.
You mean doing it?
I mean, my schedule has been full bore.
Really? Your wife is campaigning for you. You've been asleep at the wheel. You can't be serious going around saying things like that. Mm. And now, here comes, he calls the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the commander-in-chief. He's the commander-in-chief.
Our military is where I'm following the advice of my commander-in-chief, my of the chief of staff of the military.
He meant to say the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Now, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, made up of the top generals and admirals and commandants, the United States Military Services, the, you know, chief of staff of the Army, the chief of naval operations, chief of staff of the Air Force, the Marine Corps commandant, the Coast Guard commandant. Oh, and they got Space Force now, too, Space Force. And then there's the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the vice chairman, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the top four-star, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, his chief military advisor, but he doesn't know what the title is. He thinks, now he's the commander-in-chief, and all of this is fine. This is great. Although it looks like maybe Pelosi and Obama, Barack Obama, not Big Mike, but maybe Big Mike too. Barack Obama, they are waging a secret, surreptitious campaign to undermine Joe Biden and drive him out. That's Game of Thrones stuff.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
We're seeing surprising shifts in America's political landscape, and it's urgent that you be prepared. The presidential race is tightening up, and you'll need to take action to help protect your finances regardless of who wins. That's where investing in precious metals comes in. Gold has almost always been a hedge against economic and political uncertainty. And when it comes to gold, I recommend reaching out to my trusted friends at Advantage Gold. Start by texting Chris to 888-255-0668 to get a free 2024 gold and silver kit. Plus, mention this ad. See if you qualify for a special $1,300 bonus. Make sure that you take steps to help keep your finances on solid ground as the political landscape changes. So text Chris right now to 888-255-0668. That's 888-255-0668. Message and data rates may apply. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed High Impact Protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of High Impact Protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshape your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code ORGANIC to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text ORGANIC to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Imani wouldn't be here if it wasn't for St. Jude. Everything was perfect until that day when she was 5 weeks old.
So there was a fairly large and aggressive brain tumor, but St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us the ultimate gift in this world, which was hope restored.
And she's tumor-free now.
We came as two desperate parents, and they saved our daughter's life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Now, the scuttlebutt today in Washington, D.C. is that the next 48 hours will be crucial. Such drama out of Washington. It's a very dramatic television show. The next 48 hours, because Obama is behind a curtain with a knife and Hillary's over there with a blow dart gun and Pelosi is undermining him quietly. And if James Clyburn turns, then Joe Biden will have to get into a tub and open a vein like Frankie Five Angels. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Bob calling from Harwood, Maryland. Oh, Bob, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thank you for taking my call, Chris.
You bet.
Yeah, reluctantly, I listened to the press conference last night of the president.
Uh-huh.
And when he got the question on the October 7th massacre in Israel and the conflict between Israel and Hamas, in his answer, he never once mentioned our hostages. And not only all the hostages, but five American hostages. And I just wonder about our news media, you know, the liberal media, that has not been noticed by anyone, that he didn't include that in his answer. And if you recall back in 1979 with President Carter, I mean, that was basically one of the foundational underpinnings of his non-election, was how he dealt with that. And nationally, we were all spun up over it. Matter of fact, Ted Koppel, the whole late-night news scenario started because of a hostage crisis.
That's right.
So it's just extremely disappointing to me that it wasn't mentioned, and no one is holding him in account for that.
I can explain that, I think, Bob, and that is today's left has no regard for human life. And I mean that. That's from abortion to American hostages being held. And you're right, Nightline started because of that, and Ted Koppel, and day 444, America held hostage. That was the last day. They've, that was inauguration day. Ronald Reagan was sworn in, and the Iranians let the last of the hostages go. And as you pointed out, Bob, there are five remaining hostages being held by the troglodytes of Hamas that we know are still alive, or we believe to still be alive. They're being tortured, they're being raped, they're being used as slaves. No mention.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.